It's Thursday, October 9th, 2025. Trump has declared Antifa International Terror Organization. He's preparing the Insurrection Act. You want to go to war with the deep state? It's happening!
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Here's a quick breakdown on it, and then I'm going to get into all the news. This is a massive transmission. Share the live feeds right now from Real Hawk Jones on X. Share them now like your life depends on it.
I could take a view that the individual in question, Mr. Soros, is a old, rich, opinionated person sitting in New York who still thinks that his views should determine how the entire world works. Now, if I could only stop at old, rich, and opinionated, I would put it away. But it's old, rich, opinionated, and dangerous.
President Trump is a con man and the ultimate narcissist who wants the world to revolve around him.
The Soros family has been strangling the United States of America for over 30 years.
They need to finish George Soros. That man and his ideas and his foundations are responsible for the destruction of the West. And someone has to now, he has to pay for it.
In an August 27, 2025 Truth Social post, Trump demanded RICO charges against the Soroses.
A lot of the people that you would traditionally say are on the left.
They're already under investigation.
Already under investigation.
Well, Soros is a name certainly that I keep hearing. I don't know, but Soros is a name that I hear. I hear a lot of different names. I hear names of some pretty rich people that are radical left people.
And we're going to look into Soros because I think it's a RICO case against him and other people.
For decades, George Soros, the shadowy billionaire puppet master, has been funneling his fortune into the heart of American chaos, starting his dark crusade in the 1980s with so-called philanthropy that eventually morphed into tearing down the nation's moral and legal fabric, the prime example of everything we were warned about by the founders.
And I want to echo the Secretary's comments on Scott Bessent, who's allowing us to map out these networks through their financial criminal activities, which has been going on for decades.
And at the Government Accountability Institute, my colleague and I, Peter Schweitzer, and our team, we followed the money, and we followed it to the top of what we call the protest industrial complex, Riot Inc. And we found a network of NGOs. It's not just the Soros Network, the Open Society Network. It's other funding networks, the Arabella Funding Network, the Tides Funding Network, Neville Roy Singham and his network, Foreign Cash. And it's also big left-wing funders. Some of them are not citizens of this country. Mr. Hans-Jörg Wies of Switzerland. They're pouring money into this entire ecosystem. And so I want to share three money facts with you about what we call Riot Inc. Number one, like any corporation, Riot Inc. has many divisions. It doesn't just have the Antifa boots on the ground division. It has PR divisions. It has marketing divisions. It has a very well-funded legal division to get these boots on the ground back on the streets as quickly as possible. But it does have those investors that I mentioned. Number two, we have identified dozens of radical organizations, not just the decentralized Antifa organizations, but dozens of radical organizations that have received more than $100 million from the Riot Inc. investors. These would be the lawyer groups. These would be the groups that advocate for calling good, honest Americans fascists, etc. And then three, I think the most shocking thing is that we have found that more than $100 million in U.S. taxpayer funding has flowed into these funding networks, including at least $4 million to these very groups themselves, not just Antifa types, but there was an event in Atlanta called Stop Cop City. Over 60 rioters were charged with domestic terrorism. These groups received money for that from both the billionaire class as well as taxpayer money.
Whispers in D.C. suggest dusting off this act, the Communist Control Act from 1954, to slam the hammer down on their shadowy networks. With Trump's DOJ already sniffing around Soros' empire for RICO violations, the Communist Control Act could be weaponized to label his radical-funded groups as communist fronts, choking their cash flow and exposing their anti-American agenda. And it's never been more obvious than it is now that this is the last stand to save the nation from a creeping red tide. John Bowne reporting for InfoWars.
All right, we'll be right back in 60 seconds.
Well, 48 hours ago, our sponsor, Bigly, launched Alex Jones app. Go to alexjonesapp.com and go right to the Apple Store. It's number one in the world in news, surpassing X, and is racing into the top 100 of total apps in the world. Great job, everybody. This is a real shot across the bow. For the censors, that is a big deal. I mean, we're ahead of Disney. We're ahead of Uber. We're ahead of everything. We're ahead of X. Number one in news in the world. Takes years to do that with an app. We've been number one before when they banned us in 2018. That took 5-6 years to get to that. Number one in 48 hours. Incredible job. Keep sharing the feed. You can't search it. They don't let you search the app, which every other app you can find. But you just go to alexjonesapp.com, and that takes you right to the subpage of the Apple Store. It's totally free. Right there, alexjonesapp.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones.
It is Thursday, October 9th, 2025. I am your embattled host, Alex Jones, your chronicler. We are entering the 262nd day of the return of America and the West. Remember, this is a participation sport, a battle for the future of humanity. So whether you're listening on AM, FM stations, UHF, VHF TV, cable, whether you are watching us on the Mighty X at Real Alex Jones or the backup channel at AJN Live or on the amazing Rumble with the Alex Jones Network. Share those live feeds, share those articles, share those videos, because there's a war on for your mind. And the answer to 1984 is 1776. And as I've told the globalists for at least 20 years, I don't know how all this is going to end. But if you want to fight, you better believe you've got one. Woo, baby. Well, Trump, 2 weeks ago, declared Antifa a domestic terror organization, which they are by the very definition. And today they declared it to the State Department an international transnational terror organization. And that's got the real teeth in it. And, of course, we know exactly who's been funding it the whole time. We know who created it. It is a communist network that goes back actually to the 20s in Germany. And it is funded by Soros, the CIA, USAID, billionaires in Europe. And now we have the Justice Department giving briefings in a long conference yesterday at the White House with our own former reporter, Savannah Hernandez, and others, victims of physical attacks. You know, Savannah quit on friendly terms, what was it, 4 years ago, because we had her security. We got six people, and they would still beat her and punch her in the face and pull her hair and throw bottles at her. And we said, Savannah, I cannot send you into the middle of Antifa. I said, I go into their groups in an armored vehicle, and they jump up on it with hammers and attack it. And we have footage of that. She said, well, I quit. And, you know, look, she's got courage. I love her to death, but she's lucky to be alive. And she's been attacked physically dozens of times since then. We should try to get her on. I'm going to tell Daria to try to get Savannah to pop on today. So we're very proud of her, but it just, as a man, it just goes against my very genetic code to send a woman to get, you know, into harm's way. But, I mean, my male reporters, you know, would go cover it from the edge, but they didn't have a death wish. I mean, I've marched right in Dallas and places in the middle of Antifa, actually, but then the security said, please don't ever do that again. Hundreds of them howling. They'd hired a bunch of convict thugs, didn't even know why they were there. They were about to attack us. We got famous footage that's going to dig it out. First time we had the armored vehicles when that happened, about 7 years ago, about 8 years ago. And some of the black guys and convict white guys, you tell they're convicts, they weren't regular meth head Antifa. They were about to attack us all surrounding us. And one of them went, hey, you're Alex Jones. I love you. What? I'm like, yeah. He goes, are you paid to be here? They're like, yeah. They all started talking and stopped, literally. So, you know, it just shows how crazy all this is, because they tell people, you know, here's $500, Nazis are coming, and when they call you a Nazi, well, then they dehumanize you. Oh, you know, it's okay to punch a Nazi, and that's why they do that. And now it's upwards of 20 AFD politicians that were winning in state elections. It was, you know, just six or seven a few weeks ago. In the last few months, 20 of them, sure it's more, I haven't looked in a week, magically die in Germany. You've got Antifa types stabbing and killing people all over Europe. You have Islamics doing it to populist candidates. This is the left's terror army of Islam, Antifa, Black Lives Matter, the Communist Party USA, and then you've got their front group, Democrat Socialists. But it's all the same group, it's all the same crew, it's all the same operation. And to have President Trump do the right thing and move against this, and I can tell you there are major DOJ racketeering investigations going on right now, but these are now terrorism investigations. And Antifa's creed is, we're going to threaten violence and carry out violence to silence not just your opposition, but anybody that isn't us, and we're going to use terror to intimidate. That is the definition of terrorism. And I remember going to protest 28 years ago, and I was just talking about Antifa. With Steve Mason, local talk show host, explained it to me, because he'd been brought up a Quaker and a communist, so he knew all about it. He even still around. That guy's amazing. He explained to me all about Antifa then. And they would come over to me just because I was having a pro-private property demonstration or pro-gun demonstration. They'd say, you know, when we take over, we're going to kill you. And their leadership are professors and NGOs, but down below it, they hire all these thugs and people. And it is the equivalent of Hitler's brown shirts. Well, in Germany, he was fighting the communist that had their black shirts, and that was Antifa. So it's not that Hitler's brown shirts are good. It's that both were bad, both different flavors of totalitarianism. But look up the history of Antifa. That's where it comes from, is out of Germany, even pre-Hitler. And it was them running around with their reign of terror that actually got the Germans behind Hitler and the brown shirts to fight them off. That's why the left treated Proud Boys like Nazis, because they saw them as historically a right-wing resistance to them, though the Proud Boys were not like Hitler. They were a unifier. But that's why they got called a domestic terror group but never actually officially made one. That's why that all unfolded. So these people are the scum of the earth. They beat up mainstream reporters that are just there covering things. They are rats. And they've killed countless people, including the last week. Just randomly shoot you in the head because you're white. So, that's where all this comes from. Yeah, I want a concrete bag over your head. Boom. Here, take that, Andy. No. So, that's huge. We've got the shutdown going on, and Schumer saying the quiet part out loud. So is Akeem Jeffries. Oh, we love the shutdown. We did the shutdown. We want to hurt people. We want pain to blame Trump. We want an uprising. So we've got new developments on that front. Trump administration officials seriously discussing invoking the Insurrection Act. Yeah, he's going to do it. I'll explain what's in that act. Netanyahu invites Trump to speak to Knesset as Israel. Politicians praise Gaza deal agreement. And the hostages are now, quote, all in the process of being released as we speak. We also have the extremely draconian cashless society, mark of the beast, social credit score, censorship grid going in everywhere. Australia, New Zealand, Europe, the UK, and Canada. And I want to just today also look at the legislation set to pass in Canada, because if you want to know exactly what the globalists want here in America, it's the same groups, just the foreign arm of the ADL, or the international variants of it, international affiliates of the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center. You look at the boards of it, it's literally the same people that are doing this. I want to look at the Canadian legislation. Now it ties into the UN and the global legislation that is absolute pure totalitarianism. That's coming up as well. Also, Putin came out with an extremely de-escalatory statement and said, you know, Tomahawks are really an old weapon system. We'll be able to shoot most of them down. And so, basically, NATO wants to expand the war and have a provocation with us, but if Trump wants to give those missiles and bomb us with them inside Russia, I guess we'll just try to shoot them down. You think we would be like that? But Putin knows that if he keeps biting on the escalation and doesn't just do the limited stuff he's doing, we'll go to full war. So he's sane. And I really appreciate sanity like that, because I like not dying in a thermonuclear war. So incredible. I was actually shocked by his de-escalatory response. The danger is he can be removed by Russian hardliners, but he understands this is a trap. I mean, NATO says they want to do this to push him in to expanding the war, because the way he's doing the limited military, special military operation, which he said he would do to just block NATO expansion, he succeeded. So that is a real statesman right there. That is really sophisticated. But it's the only move. Remember the War Games movie in the 80s? What a strange game. The only way to win is not to play. So we're going to be going over all this and more today. Senator Tuberville is going to be joining us on the government shutdown and more at the start of the next hour. And then I have a former firefighter who I've known about for a long time, who then discovered that people are being implanted covertly with microchips, and now you see it coming out, and now they have the nanotech and the Pfizer shots and the rest of it, the self-amplifying, the self-replicating. And he's going around with major institutions around the world, including even with the Parliament of the EU, and scanning people that have been vaccinated versus this, and it's incredible. And he can tell you with these expensive, the handheld ones are like $20,000, but he's got like $100,000 devices, and they're able to tell what's going on and explaining, folks, you think of a parasite as a worm in your belly, and that could be that type. You think of a microchip as, you know, something the size of a grain of rice. No. This is nanotech that's both biological self-replicating and silicon self-replicating. And this is a major transhumanist rollout, and he's got the documents. And he scanned my buddy, Sean Johnson, on his podcast and found specifically where there are these silicon clusters in key places in his body. Of course, he keeps finding special operations, particularly with this going on. And we went for a hike this morning. I said, why don't you just come on the show today? He's going to leave town a few hours, but he held his flight till tomorrow. The big conference he's having in a few days in Alabama. And so he's going to come in the fourth hour today, and he's going to present some of the data, the science. This isn't kook stuff. This is real stuff. And then he's going to scan Johnson again on air. And then I haven't been scanned yet. I'm going to get scanned. And they put people in big Faraday cages now in governments. This is with governments, with their ministers and people. That way they're not getting any outside signals. And they have these really expensive multi-million dollar Faraday cages in government facilities. And he's got footage of all this. And then they go in and prove that the frequencies are directly coming out of them with the government's own sensors as well. And the point is we have all the patents by Bill Gates that they can attach a number to your own specific frequency. It's like a fingerprint. DNA is a transceiver. And that they have patents for all of this. And that the graphene oxide and the rest of it is literally growing all this in the body. I know this is old news, but this is one of the leading experts, working with all these scientists, that is just running all around the country. And he's, you know, gone in and worked with folks that have dealt with the Havana syndrome in the State Department and CIA. And obviously that's been classified, but so you can't get into all the details of that. But look forward to Senator Tommy Tuberville and then Jesse Beltran. Really impressive guy. Talked to him like 2 hours while we were hiking and intermittently doing push-ups and mountain climbers and stuff with Sean Johnson. And so I've been wanting to get him on for a while. And it's like Sean calls last night and says, hey, this guy's just on my podcast. Really interesting. You know who he is? I said, yeah. And he goes, well, Well, can we come over to your house tomorrow and hike on the greenbelt behind your house? I says, well, sure. So we ended up hanging out really about 3 hours today, you know, before we went hiking, and then after I was like, oh, you got to get in here. So I look forward to that and him sitting over a lot of exhibits. He was already here in the office so that we can get all that done. So look for that coming up. So I've already mentioned some of what's coming up. Let's start drilling into it right now. Ladies and gentlemen, Trump has declared war on Antifa. He's declared them a domestic terror group. Now he's declared them for the State Department international terror organizations because it's internationally funded by billionaires, and they name names and receipts, not just Soros. And it is a communist enforcer group going back to the 20s in Germany. And that's who they are. And I've been physically attacked by them. My crew's been physically attacked by them. I've had them throw bottles of water and rocks that have barely missed my head. They like to put bags of rotting feces with urine and needles and throw it at you. They tried to hit me a few years ago and missed and hit the wall and splattered on Owen, the most horrible smell I've ever smelled. They've jumped on top of the armored vehicle, the MRAP we've got, so we can even go to these things, and, you know, ball-peen hammer the windows out, shoved road signs under the wheels. You guys try to pull up InfoWars tank, is what the media always calls it. InfoWars armored vehicle, but InfoWars tank attacked by Antifa. I mean, it's happened a bunch. And so these are terrorists, just like the KKK when they were doing stuff like this, nothing at the scale ever, but still terrible. You know, running around terrorizing people and burning crosses and shooting up their houses and bombing black churches and stuff. I mean, and they declared them a terror group and shut their ass, you know, I mean, the groups pushing it, shut them down and threw their ass in prison. Here's one of the many times they attacked us, stabbing the tires, you know, all of it. And so that's who they are. And they'll walk over to your car, point a gun right at you, shoot you right in the head. They'll tell you, get out of the car. If you don't, they'll shoot you. Then if you shoot back and defend yourself, the Soros DA will then throw your ass in prison, like you've seen right here in Austin with the Army sergeant driving a Lyft. They surround his car, point an AK-47 at him, say, get out of the car. He shoots the guy in the chest. He gets sent to prison. The governor had to pardon him after 3 years in prison. So it is absolutely real. And, you know, they're the ones shooting up the ICE facilities, the Border Patrol facilities, and all of it. You can say, well, maybe Charlie Kirk's something else and not them. Well, all the other ones were, because they take credit and they do it out in the open. And Trump's getting ready to bring in the Insurrection Act. You heard it here first. It'll be in within 2 weeks. But I want to play some of the clips now from the amazing roundtable discussion with the president and with the DOJ officials that were there, and then with victims of Antifa, some of the amazing reporters like Savannah Hernandez, who got to talk to the president quite a bit. And so it's very, very exciting to celebrate these info warriors and all that they've been through to bring us the truth of what's happening. And then we'll get into next up of that Schumer celebrating the shutdown, admitting he wants to hurt the public. But right now, let's go ahead and go to this clip right here, where we talk about the funding mechanisms for Antifa. Clip 19, here it is.
That this is not just a story about violence and chaos, as you alluded to, Mr. President. This is a money story. And at the Government Accountability Institute, my colleague and I, Peter Schweitzer, and our team, we followed the money, and we followed it to the top of what we call the protest industrial complex, Riot Inc. And we found a network of NGOs. It's not just the Soros Network, the Open Society Network. It's other funding networks, the Arabella Funding Network, the Tides Funding Network, Neville Roy Singham and his network, Foreign Cash. And it's also big left-wing funders. Some of them are not citizens of this country. Mr. Hans-Jörg Wies of Switzerland. They're pouring money into this entire ecosystem. And so I want to share three money facts with you about what we call Riot Inc. Number one, like any corporation, Riot Inc. has many divisions. It doesn't just have the Antifa boots on the ground division. It has PR divisions. It has marketing divisions. It has a very well-funded legal division to get these boots on the ground back on the streets as quickly as possible. But it does have those investors that I mentioned. Number two, We have identified dozens of radical organizations, not just the decentralized Antifa organizations, but dozens of radical organizations that have received more than $100 million from the Riot Inc. investors. These would be the lawyer groups. These would be the groups that advocate for calling good, honest Americans fascists, etc. And then three, I think the most shocking thing is that we have found that more than $100 million in U.S. taxpayer funding has flowed into these funding networks, including at least $4 million to these very groups themselves, not just Antifa types, but there was an event in Atlanta called Stop Cop City. Over 60 rioters were charged with domestic terrorism. These groups received money for that from both the billionaire class as well as taxpayer money. So one other thing, this money helps fund the decentralized crowdfunding platforms. These are ways that Antifa, the John Brown Gun Club of Elm Fork, which had links to that attack on the ICE facility, the Socialist Rifle Association, and just because they don't have LLCs or EIN numbers doesn't mean they can't get paid. Some of these funding platforms, crowdfunding platforms, are funded by this network that we call Riot Inc. So, again, I want to thank you for your leadership, for the whole cabinet's leadership on this. We're going to keep following the money and appreciate everything you're doing, sir.
Do you know the name of any of the funders? Do you know the names? Because if you do, I'd like you to give them to Cash or Pam.
Absolutely.
Or Christy.
Yeah, we'll do
as
that.
As soon as you can. That's all of you. Because you probably know the names after a certain period of time. You tend to find out. But these are people that do not have good intention for the country. And that's treasonous, probably. So if you could, very important, if you could do that, it would be great. Nobody would know better than you. You'll figure it out.
Well, we're going to go to break here, but I'll tell you the main consortium that takes the NGO money and then pays it to Antifa. It's run by Alexander Soros. We broke this, hard to believe, 10 years ago. So, and it's still the same group. And we have the documents and the battle plan on it to one of their officers on where to attack, what to do, how to provocateur, how to get the blacks to burn down certain facilities. And this particular document is in Maryland. And this was meant to be blamed on Trump right before the election 2016. Documents to tell plan for civil unrest and martial law in Baltimore. They're all there. Alexander Soros heads up the group. If you scroll down, we'll give you the name of it. But this is the reality of what we're facing. And I'll cover it when we come back from break, the actual documents that we broke. But remember Black Lives Matter and the Summer of Love. Remember, they were paid in Denver and all these other big cities, $10 million, $20 million, $30 million, depending on the city. I think New York paid them $30 million. To Black Lives Matter and other groups because they were abused by police. Because some of them got arrested, the leftist foundations got them lawyers, then they faced Soros judges, almost none of them got any jail time for arson, assault, you name it. Even the guy that tried to kill Kavanaugh just got a few years in prison. On record, one tried to kill him. So they got the judges, they got the NGOs, they got it all, and it's all top-down control. We'll tell you one of the main group organization names when we come back. Trump's also live at a press conference. It's all coming up. Stay with us. Well, 48 hours ago, our sponsor, Bigly, launched Alex Jones app. Go to alexjonesapp.com and go right to the Apple Store. It's number one in the world in news, surpassing X, and is racing into the top 100 of total apps in the world. Great job, everybody. This is a real shot across the bow. For the censors, that is a big deal. I mean, we're ahead of Disney. We're ahead of Uber. We're ahead of everything. We're ahead of X. Number one in news in the world. Takes years to do that with an app. We've been number one before when they banned us in 2018. That took 5-6 years to get to that. Number one in 48 hours. Incredible job. Keep sharing the feed. You can't search it. They don't let you search the app, which every other app you can find. But you just go to alexjonesapp.com, and that takes you right to the subpage of the Apple Store. It's totally free. right there, alshowsapp.com.
How do I explain to people that my tongue is blue? Because I love this stuff, methylene blue. I'm able to work like 18-hour days sometimes. This stuff is like rocket fuel.
I didn't know you were going to plug this. You even ordered it yourself, I later learned. What has the effect of our medical-grade methylene blue been on you, Roger?
Incredible, both physical and mental energy and focus. I mean, it really is like rocket fuel. It all used to like Brain Force. Back when I did the show with Owen Schroyer, the original, the real War Room, I was a big aficionado of Brain Force and Brain Force Plus. This is even a greater product. I cannot recommend it highly enough.
Well, I've not had any since Friday. I only take it every couple days. So I'm going to take my dose of methylene blue at my Topo Chico. It is amazing. And people ask me, what does it do? It cleans out your mitochondria. It skips the oxidization process in the cell. It's like iodine at the next level. It is such a game changer. Roger Stone, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. God bless you.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am, and the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
Hey Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it, and he's skeptical. But I'll tell you what, I got four bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
On screen, you see the smoking gun documents of Alexander Soros' organization that he commands, running actual Antifa attacks and the funding. Friends of Democracy. Action Bulletin, BW10418-15 Command Attack Plan, with all the officers' signatures and everything else. His Antifa brother, an academic, was in jail. His brother went over to take care of the dog and found the document. His brother was a captain. Oh, it's headless. There's no leadership. We can't ever do anything about it. Bull crap. We're going to be getting more of this historic development. It's so big. It's so important. This is the strongest move yet against them, against the deep state's foot soldiers. It goes right to the top. And then I got everything else that ties into that, and Trump preparing the Insurrection Act and so much more. But first, let's go to Pam Bondi, who's speaking live right now at the White House in this cabinet meeting. Let's hear what the attorney general has to say.
and seized 144 illegal guns just in the short time we've been in Memphis.
And many of these people are career criminals. And when you take them out of a place, your crime rate just goes down. These people commit crimes every single day. They're sick. And we're taking them out. In some cases, we're bringing them back to their countries where Biden allowed with the stupid open borders that we had in our country to come in. But they're being brought back to other places or they're being put in jail, but they're career criminals.
President Trump, last night alone, we made 91 arrests, 19 firearms off the streets, and one was a warrant for a homicide, and four sex offenders who had active warrants. One was a sex offender on a child. Everything we did in Memphis was worth it, in my opinion, for that one arrest. Think about that. We got a child rapist off the streets, but yet we've made 562 arrests and still going strong in Memphis. Just what we did in D.C. But it's because it's all of us. It's a team working for you to make America safe. All together, round the clock.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Pam. You're doing a great job. And it's amazing that we're not getting cooperation from Democrats. It's like, it's a new issue. You know, we have all the old issues of the wall and the border and all of the things, men playing in women's sports, they still want that, transgender for everybody. All these issues are so crazy, but we have a new one. It's called crime. We stop crime and they allow crime. They want crime. It doesn't make sense. I think it's as ridiculous as the other things that we talk about all the time. But I've added it onto our list, a five-letter word called crime. We stop it, and they actually incite it. It's crazy. You would think they'd want them. You'd think they'd want Christy and Pam and all of the people. If we needed the military, people will be there. We've got a massive military. We have the best numbers we've ever had for recruitment. We have a lot of people now. We have people that can't get into them. In a great economy, they want to be soldiers again. A year ago, they didn't want to even think about it. Same thing as
all right, let's stop here. We'll duck back in and give you more highlights. Got the crew monitoring it, the producers. What Trump just said is so key. He's putting more and more stuff out like this. And this is the key to everything right here. The party of hate, evil, and Satan. And he goes on in the post to say they're trying to destroy the country on purpose. Yes. Yes. Newsom didn't burn down the Palisades on accident. They did it on purpose. They got their patsy now. One of the many little firebugs out lighting fires. I'm not saying he's innocent. But he's not the one that lit those fires. I already went over that yesterday. Who set up everything for it. And so Trump's... They want crime. The Democrats want Cloward and Piven, the official plan, to collapse society and make you turn against capitalism so you'll accept communism that's a trillion times worse. It's a plan. It's how Soros and the globals have taken down more than 50 countries internally that you can't take externally. If America was ever going to fall, it'd fall from within, right? Or starting a nuclear war. Those are the two ways. And so Trump's saying it's on purpose. Yeah, it's on purpose. You got Hakeem Jeffries a couple days ago going on Monday on MSNBC saying, yeah, we need anger. That's why the shutdown's good. It's going to piss people off. They're going to hit the streets, and we're going to have uprisings. Kamala Harris, we need to rise up. The View, we need to be able to fight and die. And ready. We got to be ready to die and bleed. We want blood. We need to have enough crime to get the military out on the street, and then the military is going to kill the migrants and kill the black people, and then we're going to have a civil war. Why the hell would the military just mow down random black people or illegal aliens? No, they're going to false flag them. And people are finally getting that. That's the last ingredient, and wait for that. But the Democrats are falling apart. Their own people are scared. Their own operators aren't willing to carry stuff out. They may be paralyzed at this point. They may not actually do the false flags that are the final ingredient in all their war games, the Podesta plan, the movies, battle after battle that's currently out saying how great and sexy it is to go bomb federal buildings and blow up ICE facilities, and Civil War came out last year. It's all the Podesta plan, folks. The Joker, all of it. They tell you it is. But they want somebody else to go do it for them. They want to stir you up to do it. But people aren't buying it. And here's Schumer. This is going mega viral. I'll get more into it later, but with Senator Tuberville here in a little while, about 20 minutes. Chuck Schumer reaffirms his stance that each day his shutdown prolongs with our troops and federal agents going unpaid gets better for the Democrats as they aim to provide taxpayer-funded health care for illegals. They want more pain. And it's in the legislation, billions of dollars for illegal aliens. You know, health care for illegals is over $45 billion a year, conservatively, and growing. There's budget out over the years, $200 billion in there for illegal aliens. You know illegal aliens get, it's on record, preferential treatment on loans. And in a bunch of states, $30,000 that citizens don't get to get a first home. It's an incentive to get them here. Like a signing bonus to be an ICE of $50,000. Well, you come here, it's $30,000 to get a house. Here, have your baby for free. It'll be a citizen. It'll all be paid for. Here, we'll give you way more welfare than citizens. Remember with all the Haitians up in Ohio and stuff, they did the math and they were getting 3 to 4 times what people on disability and veterans were getting in welfare? It is disgusting. And the NGOs that sign them up for all this, they get a big slice of the pie. Absolutely incredible. We have Trump responding to it. I'll play that coming up. First, let's play Schumer. Play it a couple times so you can hear it real good. Let it sink in real good. And then hear President Trump's response. Here it is.
Each day, our case to fix health care and end the shutdown gets better and better, stronger and stronger. Each day, our case to fix health care and end the shutdown gets better and better, stronger and stronger. Each day, our case to fix health care and end the shutdown gets better and better, stronger and stronger.
But Chuck Schumer proclaimed this morning that every day gets better for them. No, every day it's actually getting worse for them. And they're having a rebellion in the Democrat Party because they want to stop. And if you saw all of Schumer's, I watched last night like 10 different times over the years, he said, you can't shut down government, you can't shut down. And now he's the one that shut it down. So this is a confession that he's acting not to serve the people, but to serve the partisan interests of his party.
And that's fine. The billions for transgender surgeries around the world and the billions for LGBT propaganda around the world and all the rest of the craziness that's in there is being taken out. And they're losing. And yeah, it's hurting a lot of people that aren't getting their paychecks. And if it continues, it can be a major problem. But this is the fight we had to have. So if you're really honest about it, Trump's knocking it out of the park. I mean, I got so much more he's doing. He's overperforming what I thought he could get done. Overperforming. Now, I wish he could, you know, pie in the sky, everything's magic. You know, if wishes were real and money grew on trees and all the rest of it, you know, the Easter Bunny was real, Santa Claus was real. But in the real world, Trump's Michael Jordan. When it comes to getting stuff done, I mean, that's all I can say. And so, people that want instant gratification, people that just want to sit around and bitch all day, black pill people, are babies. And things are moving very quick compared to where they were before for the good in general. That's why evil's panicking and so dangerous. So I've been doing this 31 years, and I was involved politically 4 or 5 before that. I was involved when I was 15 years old, going to city council and Second Amendment groups and volunteering for Pat Buchanan's campaigns, both of them, going to meet with Pat Buchanan in Dallas, covering the debate for the campaign, getting it published in newspapers, magazines when I was 15, 16. I mean, I've been doing it, and I've seen us go from almost nobody awake to we're the majority now. I know, again, I say this every day because it's so important. You're not public figures, so you don't know. And everybody's keeping their mouth shut and scared and everything. If you were Alex Jones, you'd be in a really good mood. And you've seen the live feeds I've done. I should do more, just out in D.C. More than half the people that walk by are listeners. Asian, Hispanic, black, old, young, Indian, the National Guard. Both the black bellhops, the Hispanic bellhop, white guy behind the counter. I mean, you know, the Asian woman that came to get my suit to press it, my jacket. I was like, I've never had like 70% of the people I walk by being listeners. I took my dad to brunch Sunday. And I'm sitting there with him, and I see this table's listening to everything I'm saying, and this table's listening. And these are a Hispanic couple, middle-aged, and a white couple, middle-aged. And they're sitting there listening to every word I'm saying to my dad. And I look over, and I go, you a listener? And they go, yeah, oh, we love you. We were listening this week, blah, blah, blah. We love you so much, blah, blah, blah. I go, okay, well, thanks. Thank you very much. Where do you live? Oh, we live out in Dripping Springs. Everybody listens to you out there. I look over to the Hispanic couple. I go, you guys listeners? Yeah, we just started listening about a year ago. We really appreciate you. We were wrong about you before President Trump. I said, oh, great. Well, I appreciate you. How you doing? I mean, it's literally, I'm in the corner of a Mexican food, La Posada, down on William Cannon, South Austin. And I'm sitting there at the corner of William Cannon and what's a side street? Doesn't matter. Driver by Manchaca. And best Mexican food, I think, in Austin. That's saying a lot because there's so much good Mexican food. I've been eating there 20-something years. I used to live right down the street from there. Now I'm doing a Mexican food review. I'm starting to get hungry. La Posada, baby. Anyways, the point is, you're screwed. Oh, and the middle-aged Hispanic waitress. I probably only go there like twice a year. I'm busy. She's a listener. Oh, would you want to keep your soup? I know you ate about 80% of it, the beef soup I had. I said, no, that's okay. I'm just going to take some. She goes, no, let me get you a whole new bowl and get it all nice for you and everything. And then she brings over the big plastic sealed bowl. And here's some extra stuff for you. And I go, do you know who I am? She goes, oh, I do. We love you. I mean, you're so screwed, New World Order. I got the Mexican food restaurant giving me free bowls of soup. You're screwed. Everybody knows we're the underdog. Everybody knows we're the rebels. Everybody knows you're the bad guy. Everybody knows we're trying to save the country and create prosperity. Almost everybody knows, except in your little globalist satanic bubbles, where everybody looks like space aliens. Purple, green hair, black circles around the eyes, hissing, pentagram necklaces, rainbow flags everywhere. Everybody that's got a brain is sick of you. You are screwed. Sorry, I'm ranting. I got so much coming up. I need to get moving here. Here's a couple more clips from the incredible summit Trump had yesterday with the heroes fighting Antifa and then exposing their terrorist operations, declaring them an international terror organization. Let's go ahead and play clip 9 right into clip 20.
We're not going to stop at just arresting the violent criminals we can see in the streets. Fighting crime is more than just getting the bad guy off the streets. It's breaking down the organization brick by brick. Just like we did with cartels, we're going to take the same approach, President Trump, with Antifa. Destroy the entire organization from top to bottom. We're going to take them apart. Thanks to your bold leadership and the designation of Antifa as a terrorist organization, which is exactly what they are, Americans will no longer tolerate their unhinged violence.
We are here with Andy Ngo, and Andy, from the times that you've been attacked by Antifa multiple times, and I remember first interviewing you about this years ago, did you ever think at that moment that you would be here in the White House itself briefing the President of the United States about these networks and about what happened to you?
No. I still remember those days when I was posting into the ether on Twitter with a very small following. And so I don't take any of this for granted. I'm thankful that my journalism has meant something to enough Americans and now those in the administration that they're giving me this opportunity to speak. It's come at a heavy cost to myself, but I've shared that burden with the men and women who are standing next to me here.
God bless you for being here. God bless you. Brandy, you and I, we've never met in person, but we sort of, it's good to finally meet you, but we sort of connected through Chaz, and you, you know, I was there and you were reporting on it and I couldn't tell people that I was there. You know, walk me through, you know, because you come to this not from a partisan perspective at all, but you're just talking about what happened in that city of Seattle, and yet you face so much pushback for just telling the truth.
Yeah, there's this misnomer that's being pushed that it's just, you know, right-wing media that's being assaulted by Antifa. It's not true. Most of my career has been in legacy media. Both Jonathan and I worked in TV news in Seattle around the same time, and I was a TV news reporter in Seattle when CHOP happened. And I've been covering Antifa for 15 years. And so this idea that it's just, you know, right-wing agitators who are, I don't know, forcing Antifa to have to assault them because their presence is so triggering, they have also assaulted many mainstream journalists. The difference is that those journalists hide it. I mean, there are many reporters in Seattle who we know who've been assaulted by Antifa, who were assaulted by them in the Summer of Love in 2020, and who either chose to or their bosses made them cover it up. I mean, my crew was mobbed at CHOP. We had to seek refuge in a fire station. And I
remember this. Yes. Yeah, I remember when this happened. Yes.
I mean, it was a horrifying ordeal. You know, I had been a favorite target of theirs. And I think one of them, me as a journalist, it was actually kind of my red pilling moment. You know, I posted the raw video without asking my bosses at the time because I knew the answer would be no. So I just posted it, did it, asked for forgiveness later. They couldn't take it down once it was up.
Better to ask for forgiveness,
yeah,
yes.
Because, you know, they weren't showing the reality of, I mean, they called it the Summer of Love, you know, and that shows.
And I'll go to Jonathan as well. You know, I have to imagine, is this your first White House roundtable?
Yeah, this is the first time I'm here. I'm the rookie in this group.
Wow.
I mean, everyone else is the veterans here.
Well, welcome.
Thank you. Welcome
to the White House. And, you know, it just, it's a real credit to the administration for being able to hold something like this. I've seen you go toe-to-toe with these guys so many times. Why do you think it is that there's so much pushback for describing this story, and yet, you know, if you were talking about some street gang or anything like that, there'd be no problem?
Well, I think Antifa has gotten away for so long without any accountability, and when you have the handful of truth-tellers surrounding me right now, the people actually telling Americans what's happening, this type of accountability is going to come. And that's why they don't want our narratives to be out there. That's why I've been targeted. Andy's been targeted. I think everyone here has been targeted physically with violence. So again, I'm just one of the storytellers here, but this needs to get out. And I think America's going to finally wake up.
All right. If you could pass that to Nick Shirley over here. Nick, man, we got to get you some security out there or something, because I keep seeing it. The laser pointer ain't going to do it, brother.
I know. It's getting a little wild.
It's getting a little out. Tell me what it's like being out there, because I've seen you go up in interview some of the toughest, most murderous. You've been in with gangs. You've been in with cartels. You've been in with refugees and all the rest of it. And yet it's Antifa that comes at you and not any of the others. Why is that?
Yeah, I mean, they think you're the opposition, and they think they can label you as some far-right person. In reality, we're not far-right. We're just right about what we're showing.
Well, I don't even ever see you push any kind of ideology.
Yeah, I don't even go to push anything. I literally go up and ask questions about why they're protesting, and I broadcast it for millions of people to see, and I give them the opportunity to justify why they're protesting and give their reasoning, and for some reason they label us as the opposition.
Because they are satanic through the whole scale, everything sick you can imagine. People, they're the same all over the world, and they're 99% white for whatever reason. And about a third of them are trans, and they're basically all on meth, and half of them are pedos, if you research it. So, notice, we're not far right. We don't deserve to be attacked. It doesn't matter who you are, you don't deserve to be attacked. And they're funded by Soros. So let me give you the end here. We got the documents almost a decade ago from inside the Soros operation. It's Friends of Democracy runs, funds, and commands, takes the other NGO money, and runs the attacks around the country and gives the orders. And Alexander Soros is one of the main funders. I've been in charge of it. So there it is. We reposted the article on Infowars.com a few months ago as a flashback. Democrats still plan for civil unrest and martial law in Baltimore. But what it really is about, the main Antifa control arm discovered. Trump's asking, who takes all the money from the NGOs and funnels it to them? And they say, well, sir, we're going to file a report on that. Here it is. Same thing in Europe. Same organizations, same groups. This is key to the Justice Department's investigation and the declaration by the president that they're an international terror group. Okay? It details it all. This is absolute racketeering, organized crime, terrorism, domestic, international, and it's how it's directed and how it operates. It's not headless. It's not autonomous. It is totally controlled. And back when I would cover it, Lou Dobbs would cover it, we'd get sued and attacked and taken off the air because they were successful at keeping this information away from Congress and everybody else. So there is the smoking gun. We're going to break. Senator Tuberville will be joining us on a whole bunch of huge issues. More indictments coming, the government shutdown, and more. But I've been on air 31 years since 1994. I launched InfoWars in 1997. I know Wikipedia says 99. It's wrong. Used to spell my middle name wrong on there, too. You know, I can tell you what my name is. I know my name. So we launched it in 1997. There are screenshots of it. The articles are out there, and that's on record. The point is that that's 28 years. So they're successful shutting us down, and you see it in the news. It's close, very close. They got to stay at the state court, but that can be lifted any day. And then they're coming in. The receiver's already been here 2 days ago. Gearing up for it. We're being friendly, nice, whatever. The point is we go on. And the sponsor, thealexshowstore.com, has funded the Alex Jones Network, everything we're doing, legal defense, and has incredible products. So normally the T-shirts are $25 to $30 because they're high-quality, made in America. Widest selection. But all the apparel now is $19.95, and we're launching Veterans of the InfoWar limited edition line that is awesome. So try to keep us from using the name InfoWars if they're successful. So this could be one of your last chances to get original, all the classic InfoWars designs, and these new ones that are the best. I mean, look at that one. I don't know the name of that shirt. Go back one. That one with the, that's awesome too, but the one with the arrowhead and the skull, that is an awesome shirt. Let's go to thealexshowstore.com right now. Let's pull it up so we can actually see the names of these. Because what I want is the graphics. I've asked for quite a few times, with the name of each shirt, where those people can find it, because they need to search it, because there's over 500 shirts. Veteran of the InfoWar. Okay, I don't know the name of the shirt, but we'll find out. Veteran of the InfoWar skull T-shirt. So there it is. There's a whole bunch of new designs for Veteran of the InfoWar. You are veterans of the InfoWar. You helped get us to this point of a fighting chance to save the country. Everything is 1997 for the year we launched InfoWars. And there is an additional, on top of all the other sales that are there, 10% off at checkout with the name, the word Hakeem or sombrero for Hakeem Jeffries that said, I want you to shut up, America. No, we're not going to shut up. That's coming up. Also, buy one bottle of Ultimate Irish Sea Moss, get one free, and more. TheAlexShowStore.com. And they'll be like, Alex Jones is right again. He got shut down. We've been fighting it. We don't want it. But yeah, it's happening. But they don't own thealexjonesstore.com. And we have the last stand super sale. Buy one bottle, get any bottle free of any of the supplements, the ultramethylamine blue, the Shilajit, the Irish sea moss, the bovine colostrum, the very best. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com. But whatever you do, go now to alexjonesapp.com, alexjonesapp.com. And get download the free app, listen to the show, and share it. We love our Muslims, too. Oh, they so good. Oh, they so sweet. Oh, wow. Be sure and get the app right now, folks, and share it right now. I'm just saying that, bang on the head. You realize, Matthew, it's the viewers and listeners in this. It ain't me, brother. Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexjonesstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexshowstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right, well, I've been a big fan of him for a long time as a football coach and more, but what he's doing in the Senate is incredible. We've only got him for 20 minutes, Senator Tommy Tuberville from Alabama. He's with us to cover all of the incredible things that are happening. Jack Smith caught illegally spying on the Republican leadership. Talk about treason, the government shutdown, Sharia law in Houston and in Dearborn, literally coming in, calls to prayer, all of it, total insanity. And there's some other key topics here as well. Senator, thank you so much for joining us. We're going to join a few stations here in about 5 minutes of a one-minute break coming up. But out of everything going on, what is front and center that you want to tell the American people? And thanks for being here.
Well, first of all, we're finding out how crooked the Biden administration was, Alex, in the 4 years. The 4 years that I was here, I came on January the 6th, 2021, the day that they tried to overthrow the government. Obviously, there's a lot of things going on, but the criminality of what they did and what they did for 4 years, and now we're just finding out part of that. Dan Bongino brought us. I'm one of the elite eight. I went in, and we had no clue. Whistleblower, ladies and gentlemen, said that you were your phones were tapped, basically, and if we would have never known it had it not been for whistleblowers. They're continuing to come out. This investigation, Alex, is the tip of the iceberg. It just started, and I'm anxious to see where it all goes. But if it hadn't been for the whistleblowers that come out and told Kash Patel and Dan Bongino, listen, this is where you look. This is what they did. This is where it's at. We would have never known what was going on. They were criminals. Jack Smith shouldn't even be a dog catcher. I mean, it is absolutely embarrassing for somebody like that to represent the United States of American Department of Justice.
I should have opened the interview with, we have one of the victims of the illegal spying of Jack Smith and the totally politically motivated garbage, everything they've accused Trump of is what they're doing, Senator Tommy Tuberville. I mean, that is amazing. And as you said, that's what my DOJ sources say, but you've got better ones than I. You're one of the actual victims, that this is just the tip of the iceberg, because there was a whole... FBI whistleblowers revealed a whole hidden areas, treasure troves. Can you give us a first look at what we may be about to see, Senator?
Well, first of all, after this come out, I've got several questions about this. A sitting senator, you're going basically look at all the information from telephone incoming and outgoing calls from a sitting senator, eight of us. It was all because of we were friends and allies of Donald Trump. The other thing is, hey, AT&T, what gives you the right to give the Department of Justice, a sitting United States senator's information without calling or saying, listen, this is what you're trying to do? This is absolutely insane that we have a company that doesn't push back on this. Wait a minute. These people are United States senators. You sure you want to do this? I mean, you have to have some kind of criminality behind this subpoena. And there was zero. So I've got a lot of questions to ask about that. But as we're
well, that's why I'm saying it's illegal. Just like they now know so much of the FISA stuff against Trump and myself, it came out was totally illegal how they did it.
Yeah. And you know, as we were told by the FBI, Dan Bongino, listen, as we go through the week, we're going to continue to look at more and more information that we're digging up in these files, deep into these vaults that Comey and Christopher Wray and all these people that work for the FBI were trying to hide. Basically, Jack Smith, he brought a group together in the FBI and said, listen, I'm going to tap y'all as the ones that's going to look into these eight senators. You're the ones that's going to do this. So you heard earlier in the week after this came out that Kash Patel fired these people. They needed to be fired. That should have never happened. But again, this is all goes back to a corrupt Department of Justice that has been consumed by the deep state. And if we don't do something about this, our country won't survive, Alex.
Senator, we've got to join a bunch of stations that don't carry the first five. So I want to go back into this a little bit and ask what you think needs to be done. And then also the big frustration of American people. We need indictments now. This isn't political persecution. This is justice. And we have to dismantle the deep state that's involved in this reign of terror. Because I was told by the DOJ, high level, and it wasn't Ed Martin, folks, I met with others, that Jack Smith planned to arrest thousands of Republican leaders. But then he just ran out of steam. So they're planning a real totalitarian takeover. And Hakeem Jeffries and all of them have said it. They said they get back in, they're going to put us all in prison.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats and the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Coach Tommy Tuberville is here with us. It was so exciting 5 years ago when he got elected to the Senate. And I've always said it, nothing against lawyers, but we don't need 90% of Congress to be lawyers. We need doctors. We need scientists. We need football coaches. We need police officers. We need private business people. That's what we need. And that's what Thomas Jefferson and George Washington said, is we need people as a wide cross section, black, white, old, young. And I'm seeing so much new blood in government at every level. I'm seeing a real renaissance. And that's why the left is so incredibly scared. And now we know, and more is about to come out. If you just joined us, he was just on with us. Senator says a lot more is about to come out. And that's what I've been told. I was told when I was up in D.C. separate a month ago from my meeting with the task force leader, Ed Martin. I met with some other people and they said, listen, this Jack Smith thing. They said, wait till you see this. They were planning a literal totalitarian takeover. Thousands of people they were going to throw in prison. Anybody that questioned the election. And now they're saying Trump wants to declare martial law by putting troops into cities that are allowing people to attack federal buildings. That's the law. Trump, under his oath, has to do that to preserve the Constitution. And they're saying he's going to cancel the election with no evidence of that. When all the numbers show, we're going to have a landslide if this keeps going, coming up in the midterm. So, Senator, again, here you are. When you learned that Jack Smith was spying on everything, your phones, who you were talking to. I guess that's a good thing that you were part of the eight that he targeted. And then what needs to be done? I mean, Jack Smith needs to be indicted. And I'm told they're very close to it.
Well, 100%. I was shocked, but then really not surprised at the end of the day, Alex, as crooked as these people have been for 4 years, just lying out their teeth about the borders closed, we need to send money, more money to different countries around the world where it's just turning around coming back to them. It's just absolutely amazing to me since I've been here for 4 years. And as you said, we need farmers. We need educators. We need business people, people up here that love this country. And I'm going to tell you, the people, the whistleblowers that blew the whistle on this, the Elite Eight is what I call it. The whistleblowers are the ones that should be patted on the back. They're true patriots. And I don't know what they were thinking. I don't know what Jack Smith was thinking or Christopher Wray, Joe Biden, Barack Obama. We do have Americans in this country that still love the United States of America. They don't want to see it destroyed, but they are trying every possible way. They got reckless. And as I said earlier, the word I'm getting is there's more things coming out that is going to shock this country. And And I'm going to tell you, the next year is going to be really scary in terms of what we're probably going to see, that we had an inclination that was happening. We just couldn't put our finger on it, why they were doing it, why they were opening these borders and doing all the things that basically were destroying our country from within.
Well, you just hit the nail on the head in two places, everything you're saying. The whistleblowers are the key. That's what keeps the Brennans and the Comeys and the Clappers and the Hillarys and the Obamas awake at night, is the whistleblowers. And I'm told by Ed Martin, one of the sources on that, he said, sure, you can say it. He has whistleblowers around the block. It's like trying to eat an elephant one bite at a time, though, because there's so much. They had the chief of staff come out and say, yeah, we were illegally doing the auto pen. Months. I mean, this is incredible. So they're bleeding out. Then you hint at this, bring in 20 million illegal aliens. It's not 12. Hype them up, get them pissed, have the NGOs. Then when they know Trump's going to come in and deport them, which Podesta predicted, then they call it fascism, stage violence, and try to kick off a race war. That's the official Podesta plan. They had Civil War, the movie last year, the new one out, that is battle after battle, glorifies killing federal agents, bombing ICE facilities. Hollywood has huge movies out about the glory of a civil war. This is dangerous. What do you think's going on here, Senator?
Well, you hit it on the head there, Alex. You can think about it. And I looked at it and thought about it and went to the border many times, talked to people that were coming across the border. What they were trying to do is build an army within this country that they could support, that would support their deep state mentality. And they were going to turn these illegals against us and weaponize them and put them in a situation where they could keep their power and slowly take this country over. If there was a fight, they were going to be involved in it. If they needed to create a fight, they were going to get them to start a fight. Same thing with Antifa, same thing that they're trying to do, but they needed more numbers. And so they were just letting 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 people in a day. They were weaponizing them. And we're going to find out probably a lot of different things from behind the scenes once these whistleblower contacts have been made, Cash Patel and them do all their investigation, but it's going to be a slow process. But at the end of the day, you've hit it nail on the head. First of all, people in Alabama will know, Coach, when are they going to put people in jail? We know they're crooked. We got to put them in jail. I've told Pam Bondi that. I've told all the people in the DOJ, listen, start indicting folks. Let's go. We're going to run out of time here because if we don't do it, they're going to do it again to us in a couple of years.
And much worse. And I know you're up to speed and your great team is, but we got these documents 10 years ago. They planned to have nationwide riots, create a race war to try to stop Trump from getting in. Alexander Soros funded it. We got the secret documents. We broke these. And in it, it's called the Friends of Democracy, run by Alexander Soros, battle plans, where to attack. And they say, you're going to stir up the blacks. The media is going to claim the police are racist. Your job is to get the blacks to attack. And, it's just, and because they wouldn't go along with it, now they brought in the illegal aliens, and they admit that that's their army. So what you said earlier about this is basically a mob for Antifa and the Democrats to try to trigger something, but because this is being exposed, we just blew their rocket up on the launch pad, Senator.
Yeah, and where do you start, Alex? You start in the cities. You start in the urban areas. We are losing our cities daily in this country. They're almost dead. You look at New Orleans. You look at Houston. You look at Portland, Detroit, Chicago, New York. Any major city that's run by a blue mayor is under the orders basically of just run it into the damn ground. Because
Austin was one of the most beautiful cities in the world. I've lived here my whole life. And within 5 years of putting in the Soros people, it is wrecked. It is horrible. And they do it on purpose.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Bring in drugs. You know, I've been to hearings about the Democrats are just so upset that President Trump has killed 17 people driving drugs and driving drugs in this country in these little small boats from Venezuela. Well, President Trump has just blown them out of the water. Thousands of pounds of dope. Well, we've killed 17. They probably killed 70,000 of our young people this year on those drugs that the Democrats are letting come in this country.
Right. Fentanyl's killed almost 2 million people in just the last 7-8 years. Absolutely. And each one of those boats has enough fentanyl on it to kill millions of people. No, Trump is 100% authorized. Just like Thomas Jefferson took out the Barbary pirates that were taking over our ships and all that. He was anti-expansionist, but he had to do it. We went over there with the Marines and kicked their ass.
Exactly. And we got to continue to put pressure on this. Alex, they are ruining our youth in this country. Fentanyl, all the drugs. And look at some of these blue cities. They've made it legal to sell this stuff on the streets. Portland is way out of control, and President Trump's exactly right about, number one, trying to take these people out before they get here, try to take the drugs out before they get here. But once they get to the streets, we have got to get control and maintain control of some of these blue cities, because these blue mayors and governors are absolutely mentally retarded. They have no clue what the hell is going on other than blocking people from voting against them and keeping their power where they can live high on the hill and really throw stones at President Trump.
And all of that ties together. You're right. Their minions are dumber than a box of rocks, like the mayor of Chicago. But the governor knows it's Cloward and Piven, the official Democrat plan to collapse things. The 5 minutes we have left, I want to tie all this together. And I'm really glad that in the roundtable Trump had with the anti-vaxxers yesterday they brought up, you have the Islamicists heavily allied with it, the same NGOs giving them hundreds of millions of taxpayer dollars to go out. We have Sharia law in Houston coming in, Dearborn, Michigan, blaring calls to prayer, all of this literally with the left allied with it. Then we have Trump preparing the Insurrection Act. When you read it, when a city or state is in open insurrection, when the leaders will not follow the law, that's when the federalist system, you know, kicks in. It's not just Trump's right. Again, it's his duty under preserve. Only person in the oath of office that has the, not just protect and defend, but preserve. This isn't just something Trump has a right to do. He just, by the way, another federal judge got overturned saying he can't, you know, put troops in Portland. All this is constitutional. And so can you speak to that and what you're expecting about to happen?
Well, President Trump's going to keep on keeping on. I mean, he is the CEO of this country, and he's here to help everybody. Not just Republicans, but Democrats. Again, the Democrats, they will lie when the truth is better. I've seen it for 4 years. I've seen it on the Senate floor. All they want is power. But they want to continue to create havoc in these streets and the cities to make everybody think, listen, President Trump is in control now, and he's losing control. He's not doing anything for you. And that's the reason they hate to see any help from President Trump with these National Guard people going in cities. They're actually going in and help the people, but the number one thing is they're backing up the police, the law enforcement there, to make sure that they can do their job and do it safely. But again, they are about to lose it. We're pushing hard. Let's talk a little bit about Sharia law and Islam. You know, I'm a football coach at heart, and I learn and taught by example of making mistakes. Europe has made a huge mistake for the last 10 years. It's over for Europe. They've allowed this nonsensical group to come in and start Sharia law all over their countries, and they've lost control. We're doing the same thing, Alex, and if we don't wake up and get our head out of the sand, we're going to end up just like Europe. We have to take our streets back.
Senator, I agree, and I'm going to play a clip, and I know you got to go soon, but 100%, yeah. There are countries that are Islamic and countries that are about to be Islamic. Over 1,000 invasions for 600 years by Muslims into Europe before we had the Crusades. We're taught we went and attacked them. No, they attacked us thousands of times, ran all the way half over Poland, ran all the way up and took over most of Spain, took 300 years to retake Spain. I mean, absolutely insane. We have all the imams saying we're going to capture you. They're allied with the left. This is a cancer. Here is the call to prayer in Dearborn, Michigan. This is happening in all the place. Oh, you can't have church bells during the day, but we can blare Sharia law at midnight, everybody. This is literally them marking their territory. Here it is. Starts at 6 a.m. in the morning, ends at midnight. And then, folks, if you don't do this in our countries, they kill you. Let's turn it off. I can't listen anymore. Senator, this is. Have you seen the footage where they go into businesses in Houston and threaten them because they're selling beer and say, under Islam, you can't sell beer. We're coming back. We're going to get you. I mean, this is out of control.
Oh, I've seen it. I've seen it all. We get all kind of information up here, but we got people on both sides of the aisle got their head in the damn sand. We better get our head up. We better understand what's coming. They're coming to our streets. What gives them the right, Alex, to go out in the middle of the street in a lot of these big cities and do their prayer? You got a mosque. Go to your mosque. You don't do that in your countries. Only you do it where you want to, as you said earlier, you want to mark your ground. And that's what they're doing. They're taking over slowly but surely. We have to fight back. Sharia law needs to be banned in this country. And if we don't do it, we're going to lose the United States of America to a bunch of people coming over here that want to kill us.
Well, let's be clear. That in Dearborn, they have mosque and they get the decibel ordinances overturned by the Muslim mayor and they blare it. I've seen the decimal readings in these towns, you can hear these things 2 miles away. Who lets a rock concert go at midnight in a neighborhood? Nobody puts up with that.
No, socialist communists, that's who lets it happen, and we got to stop it. And people just need to wake up and understand we're a great country that believes in freedom and believes in immigration, but not people that want to come here, not go by our laws and our constitution. And every day they dream about either raping our people are killing our people, and that's got to stop.
Well, the good news is, in closing, would you agree with me, Senator, that we're not winning the war yet, we're winning battles, and finally the sleeping giant is awake? It's a terrible giant, but the big danger is the left knows they're losing, not just here, but in Europe. They're trying to ban free speech everywhere, Canada, you name it, they're trying here, and now the left's saying, let's go to violence, and it's all directed from the top. And so, clearly, if they're a cornered rat, and they're going to try to, they've said the Podesta plan, get a race war going. The great news is the average Hispanic or black folks aren't buying into this, but I'm still very concerned. Closing comment on that, sir.
Yeah, very quickly. You can't solve a problem unless you know the problem. And people refuse to believe what's going on because they don't see a lot of it in their neighborhoods. You will. You will very soon. They've started in our cities. Our cities are dying on the vine. Every day. They're taking over. And then it's going to spread to the outside areas, and then it's going to spread to the rural areas. We have to stop it. We have to stop it now. President Trump has stepped up on this, but we have to have more leaders side with President Trump and understand, quit worrying about getting reelected. Go out there and say what you believe and what you see, and understand that if we don't step up in the next year against Sharia law, we will lose this battle because we will be so far behind, we won't have enough people to fight.
You cannot overhype it. I remember when I was first waking up 30 years ago and people said, when the Muslims take over, then they have their own police cars and they blare, stuff from their mosque, and then they start beating people up. Then they start, because under Islam, they're allowed to grab your young daughter if she's not a Muslim and pimp her out. And then when you try to block it, everything you see in the UK, folks, is coming here. It's a formula. It's what they do. You say, well, most Muslims are nice. Yeah, it's the radical ones that run it. And Muslims vote in blocks of 98% the same. They vote for Democrats because they're aiding and abetting him. And it is the existential threat. Senator, thank you so much. Where is the best place for people to find all the great work and the things you're doing? I know you've got your Senate site. Where else should people follow you on X? How do we follow the great work of you, Coach?
Senator Tuberville. That's all it is. At Senator Tuberville. You see it right there on the screen. And again, folks, be an American. Understand what's getting ready to happen.
God bless you, sir. All right, there goes Coach Tommy Tuberville. Yeah, here's the deal. We've been taught not to be territorial. We've been taught not to be tribal. Okay, well, we're unified by the tribe of Jesus and the tribe of America and capitalism and freedom and Western culture. And if you are black or you are Hispanic or you are whatever and you're part of this culture, we love you. Absolutely. I mean, I'm telling you, some of the best people out there fighting tyranny aren't white people. And some of the worst people pushing tyranny are white people. Some of the best people fighting tyranny are white people. The point is, Martin Luther King was right. You should judge somebody off the character, their content, their deeds. But you've also got to look at how they form people into groups, and they got brainwashed hordes of people, whether they're white Antifa or some racist black group, the John Brown Gun Club, that literally think you're the devil because you're not a communist or a devil worshiper. And they're geared up for the takedown of the country. I mean, this is it. And you look at all the other countries the globalists and communists have taken over. And you keep thinking it can't happen here. And then it does. It's the craziest thing in life when you got some family member you love and just one day you get a call, oh, it fell over, had a heart attack, or dead, or, oh, Oh, car wreck. You know, your son's dead. Oh, wake up. There's a nuclear war. Oh, bioweapon. Oh, race war. Oh, power outage. You study history, the calm we've had comparatively in America compared to the rest of the world. And I know America's got big problems, but our poorest people live better than most people in the world. But you know how it is. You spoil people and they don't appreciate it. And then the left fills people through envy and hatred. And the worst people are upper middle class and wealthy white people. And I'll just say it. I'm not like trying to earn brownie points with brown people here talking about white people. I'll tell you, we got a white people problem. And it's not the white people problem of all these secret races hiding under the table. It's that so many white people are weak. And with the academic system and the corporations, they can get promoted if they play along with all this. So they're out there just pushing it. And now they're freaking out because they signed on to the wrong team. We're relaunching the United States of America. We're relaunching classical liberalism, Thomas Jefferson, baby, 2.0. None of these modern terms mean anything. People are so dumbed down. All the rainbow used to mean God's promise to never flood the earth again. The word gay meant a happy day, a happy person. They've changed all the languages. A liberal today is a pedophile, devil worshiper, control freak, lunatic, nutball that wants to burn down society, nihilist. A conservative is just a common sense person that doesn't want to destroy everything. A populist is for the people and actually knows what's good in general for society. So call me a populist. Call me whatever you want to call me. I'm a common sense follower of Christ. But if you go by Thomas Jefferson's definitions and what was the main debate at the time, I am a extreme liberal. But liberal means competition. Liberal means more individual freedom. Means you keep more of your taxes. And liberal means you got to take care of yourself or have a society and the general public does it. Because once you get big government and other groups, you know where it goes, to hell. And we know the way the world works. You make a kid work. You make them do a job. You make them appreciate things. You teach them how to do everything. You're not being mean to them. You're teaching them how to be somebody. They've got famous ice monkeys is what they're called. Just because they, you know, it's frozen up in the mountains part of the year. Pull up monkeys of Japan. And they live by these hot springs. And as soon as humans started feeding them, they're like super fat. They're, you know, they only weigh like 100 pounds, but they should weigh like 30 pounds. It's like equivalent to like a 500-pound person. And they're super fat and they're super depressed. And they just sit around all day bitching and complaining. And they've done studies on how miserable any animal is that ends up getting taken care of. Well, we're just like these monkeys, folks. Show obese Japanese monkeys. And the point is, we all know this. Yeah, I mean, look at this. This is the left right here. And not just weight-wise, it's spiritual. Good job, crew, finding that 30 seconds. Good God, they're good. Man, best ever. I don't know how they do it. So, you can ask AI something, it doesn't pop it out that quick. So, and look, when I'm saying all this, I knew it. I mean, I was 14 months ago, 70 pounds overweight. And I needed Joe Rogan to say, you know, you're a good-looking guy and not important work. You look like a fat-ass slob. I'm challenging you to start working out with me or with Sean or at my gym or wherever. Get up off your ass. And I'm sitting there with his buddy Sean Johnson. John goes, I'll train you every morning. He goes, I already work out every morning. You ready to work out at 7:30 every day? That's when I work out. And I said, yeah, let's do it. We work out probably 28 days out of the month, sometimes twice a day. Was it bad, Joe Rogan said? You're a fat slob. You look like shit. No, it was a favor. So let's start challenging all of ourselves and stop pussyfooting around, because that's how we got in this position. And let's reject all this anti-human crap together. All right, I got masses of news I haven't even gotten to yet. I'll tell you about it when we come back. Stay with us and share the live feeds.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now dominating at the Apple Store. After launching the app just a couple days ago, we are now the second most downloaded app in the world. And as you all know, the Democrats and the deep state are, they've done everything they can to shut us down. Now it's up to you to make us number one. So download the Alex Jones app right now at alexjonesapp.com. And let's make AJN Live the number one app in the world.
Download the brand new app that's rising to the top of the charts. Give it a go. Download the AJN Live app right now over at alexjonesapp.com. Head on over there right now. Stay in touch with us because you never know when that front door will be locked. So we want to stay in touch. Have a great weekend. Alex is next.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got four bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move. Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Sambucus is available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, Sambucus is a fancy word for elderberry. This elderberry concoction is mixed with vitamin C and zinc. It's gummies. They're absolutely delicious. I take two of them every single day as prescribed by the directions on the bottle. Helps with things like healthy stress levels, antioxidant immune support. It promotes respiratory health, seasonal support, and it's GMO and gluten-free. Now, not only with Ultimate Sambucus gummies are you getting a delicious way to fight for your immune system, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that Alex Jones is under relentless attack. We know that InfoWars and this crew are under relentless attack as well. And it's not just us they're coming after. Frankly, it's you. They want to silence you. They want to kill your health. They want to kill your mind. And they want to subjugate you under a new world order government. And so as far as I'm concerned, by going to thealexjonesstore.com and getting Ultimate Sambucus gummies, you are not only fighting for your health, but you're fighting against the new world order in the most effective way possible. Please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Now if you're ready to dive into overdrive,
last minute listening to that awesome music play, and I'm just thinking, what am I going to hit next? Not for lack of news. It's all so incredibly important. And then an hour from now, we have amazing guests in studio that, believe me, you're going to want to stay tuned for, because this is definitely going on. Because these aren't secretly implantable microchips and injections of the size of a grain of rice. That was 50 years ago. This is nanotech. And we got the proof and the documents. And it's bad. The good news is we're going to expose it. But I want to quantify all of this swirling that's going on of the left and their calls for violence and all the rest of it. Because they're done. They're done in Europe. They're done in Canada. They're done all over. And that's why they're banning, I mean, draconian laws are being passed. That if the government of the EU or the Canadian or the UK government, it's all standardized, same stuff they're trying to pass here. People say, why do I care about Europe? Well, they're fellow humans, but plus it's the same globalist, and they're about to do it here. So you know what the enemy's doing by watching this. Plus, when they enslave these people, they now have an engine to attack the next country. That's called exploitation phase. The General Parton taught me about. You're the next domino, or the domino after that. And I know most of the listeners get that. But this is existential. I mean, I use the analogy. If you woke up at 5 a.m. and your phone's ringing off the hook, and your business partner or whoever, or your brother calls up or whoever it is and says, a giant flying saucer just flew over Mexico City and just fired some beam and blew up half the city. And you turn on the news and Mexico City's on fire. You'd have empathy for the Mexicans, just instinctively. God, our fellow humans, the children, the death. But also, the reason you got empathy in the back of your head is that son of a bitch is coming to get me next. Well, there's no big flying saucers like Independence Day flying around vaporizing everybody. But the New World Order system is the exact same globalist program, same people. I'll show you coming up in a little while. And it's run, as usual, by Bill Gates. I don't think he's possessed by the Antichrist, but like one of the top demons. I mean, he is a demon. Like when you look at Bill Gates, you're looking at an interdimensional creature. You're looking at a devil. And for those of you that don't have discernment, I actually envy you. Because I can just look at somebody and tell you what's going on. And I look at Bill Gates and it makes my skin crawl. I mean, look at that thing right there. He's got one mission, kill, steal, and destroy. One mission, kill your ass. Oh, get him off screen, please. So, but I don't need to have my discernment. I can temporally, meaning on the third dimension, study him. And he is as evil as you can get. He makes Joseph Mengele and Mao Zedong blush. And he's been given all this power because he is a vessel. There's not a person in there. That's an entity. Enjoying everything he does. So I'm going to tie all this into Trump and everything that's going on here in a moment. But I need to tell listeners something. I got a ChatGPT analysis here that's accurate. And I asked it this morning, what is the future of InfoWars? How long will it be on air? Because I'm not going to spend more than 2 minutes on this, but everybody keeps asking me, but a lot of listeners are sick of it, so am I. And it's just a couple pages long. And it's got all the state court, federal court stuff. But it says InfoWars will be shut down within 1 week to 2 months in all of our analysis. That's what I told the crew 3 days ago. After spending hours with the lawyers, I said, we're about 2 months on the outside, could be shut down, you know, anytime. And you're like, well, wait, you said you could be shut down last week. Yeah, they lifted the stay in federal court. They have a receiver. The receiver was here 2 days ago, but the receiver said the state court above it, the appellate court, has not lifted the stay. But because the hearing in federal court was about how can the county court override a federal stay, but now the federal stay is gone, so it will be lowered. The state appellate court has no choice but to end the stay. Will it be tomorrow? Will it be an hour from now? Will it be next week? I don't know. And so people go, man, you just keep surviving. And people, you think you're sick of this? You think you're tired of hearing about it all the time? This just goes on. It's like a football game with five or six overtimes. And then the last second, field goal tied. Oh, another overtime. But that's how God does it. God's been giving all this time to come out. All the stuff they've done, all the investigations, DOJ's investigations into the DOJ doing this. Then that gets killed. Now there's a new investigation. I'll stop right there. This is historic. But you can go ask ChatGPT, what's the future of InfoWars? Will it be on the air? How long will it be on the air? It's a good analysis. 1 week to two and a half months. Excellent analysis. I don't know how the hell it does it. So it's taken me years to understand all this and, you know, be up to speed with all the confluences that go on. But here it is. I'll show you an overhead shot. If you want to pause it later on the video so you can read it. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but this is it. And this is accurate. How long will InfoWars be on the air? How long until InfoWars gets shut down? And you get this right here. The Supreme Court that's going to decide today whether or not they're going to hear it. It's got three hurdles to go past. It went through two. That's still a big deal. Now it's to the last hurdle. But still, ChatGPT says it's a 95% chance they don't hear it. That's what I told the crew. I said about a 5% chance, maybe 10. It's 1,000 to 1 before. You got it all right here. People are like, oh, they're abandoning it at the federal level. The U.S. trustee from the DOJ that came into the case, like I was Enron, DOJ could take it over. They're abandoning it. Alex Jones is back in charge. Only so the state court's clear for the receiver to grab it. So you see headlines. Oh, Alex wins. He's back in control. And I'm like, no, we're not on Tuesday. And I see comments on X. Jones just wants to act like he's not under attack. It says right here in Newsweek he's won. Yeah, right. Oh, my goodness. Goody, goody gumdrops. Yeah, they have all these liberal podcasts now saying nobody ever tried to shut Alex Jones down. Nobody ever sued him. He just says he was censored. Because they're so pissed I'm still here. Then you read what the actual Democrat Party lawyers say. They go, the last gasp. He'll finally be shut down. We don't want money. We want him off the air. They're at least being truthful. But they can't even get their BS straight. But here's what I know you can do. I know the bad guys hate this broadcast above everything else in the broadcast world. Trump's even more hated. And believe me, I don't want to be number two most hated by the bad guys because it's not a fun position. But because I'm exposing him and hurting him, you know, it's the right thing to do, so I'm willing to do it. And I'm a fighter, so quite frankly, once I'm in the thick of this, I love it. Not looking for one, but you know, you just walk up and punch me in the nose for no reason. Well, you're about to get in a big fight. And unless you're really, really, you know, Captain Caveman, you're about to get probably put in the hospital. Probably might get put in a coma. Might actually die. If you fight back too hard and start hurting me, I'm going to really open up a can. I'm going to kill your ass or you're going to kill me. Because you get in a fight with me, you're going all the way. You're fighting somebody that will kill you in defense of myself. I'm not saying I'm going to kill them. It's an analogy of the fight. You understand? Point is, there's no quarter given, there's no quarter taken. They're not giving me quarter. They're not stopping. I'm this big prize they want. And they're so embarrassed in all the corruption they were caught in. And they know there's criminal investigations into them. And they got caught with all the stuff they did. And they think, well, if we at least get him and the head of the Onion, funded by Bloomberg, who's funded by the communist Chinese, we'll get that in a moment. That's just broke. The new Soros main funders are communist, Chinese, through Bloomberg. Ha ha, told you. Bloomberg's worse than Soros. He's just been smart enough to hide. Not for long, little shoes. Why does Trump call him little shoes? I'll tell you in a minute. Oh, Bloomberg and the head communist Chinese, the new Soros. See? And what did the onion turd, the former head censor over at MSNBC, what did he say? He was God in a podcast with Wired Magazine. He said, there's one thing I want, and that's InfoWars. As if getting a website and closing this building will ever make you this. As if misrepresenting your us. That's going to blow up your face so bad it's pathetic. Plus, we're suing the living hell out of you. Process violation. Once this happens, oh, we already have standing. The standing is just, and it won't be in these rigged jurisdictions. So see, they got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. There won't be much left to them at the end of this. Who is Hans-Jörg Weiss, and he's also got this Chi-Com guy, but this guy's from Switzerland, 88-year-old Swiss billionaire, cash says George Soros' successor. So we got Swiss, we got Bloomberg, we got Chi-Coms, we got them all. And now they're in DOJ briefings on TV. You just think you're going to fund a bunch of people to go around and beat people up and shoot people and nothing's ever going to happen to you? Okay, well, you don't know how the universe works. We'll get to more of that in a moment. But before I go any further, what I know you can do is your word of mouth and the articles and the videos and the reports. And so many of the videos that are at band.video are only there. For the 4 or 5 years we were taking off everything, there's still so many key historical reports and such a database of truth. Everybody go to band.video. Download all the most important stuff. Share it. It all belongs to you. It's always been free to air. They're claiming they're going to be able to shut down our catalog, claiming they own it. Nope, it's always been free to air. Public contracts, you can't own it. It's fair use. I can publish a book and say it's free to the world. I can clear bankruptcy later. You can't get it because I can write a book and give it away for free. Well, all this was free to the world. It's always been free to the world. But get it and use it because they're scared of it. Because it's evergreen. It's ultra green. It's infinity green. It gets stronger over time. Evergreen just stays strong. Ultra green or infinity green. It's timeless. It gets stronger. It gets better. It gets more powerful with time. But whatever you do, pray for the broadcast and support us. So, Wikipedia is wrong. They say InfoWars.com was launched in 1999. Everybody that was watching and listening, there's screenshots of it out there on the Wayback Machine. No, we got the URL in 96. Took me about 3-4 months to even build a basic site. I learned how to post articles myself. I'd be sitting there at home on a slow computer just putting links up. That's all it was. And I'd post a photo, okay, you know, stuff like, you saw it. I got a guest tonight. Or here's the, you know, once we had audio feeds, here's an audio feed. Went to number one on Shoutcast everywhere else. First year we did it. Yeah, so we launched, I got on here in 94, but we launched InfoWars.com in 97. 1997. And so this is 28 years of that. So if they put bookends on the official InfoWars, 1997, 2025, 28-year run of legend. And when they strike us down, I never pulled a punch, even though I can Machiavelli look at it and go, ooh, Obi-Wan Kenobi me, okay. But I'm still, God says, no, fight, die on the hill. Don't quit because it's drawing them out. Exposing it makes it even bigger when they Kenobi me, it makes it even more spectacular. We have to give them a big show, don't we? But I'm just pedal to metal, maximum resistance, never pulling punches, because that's what God told me to do. But God also said, when they're successful, and they will be, it makes it 1,000 times more spectacular. And then it just, everything's InfoWars at that point. It's everywhere. Oh, and the deliciousness of the misrepresenting. They're saying they're Charlie Kirk. They say they're going to have InfoWars and say it's Charlie Kirk's side and put a fake quotes. They're going to, Erica's going to sue the living daylights out of them. I already know what's happening. So beautiful. And imagine how pissed the public's going to be when they're using AI to do fake shows of mine, all of it, saying he doesn't have a 13th Amendment against slavery. They actually said in the filing last year, we're going to take his identity, we own his name, and he's different. The 13th Amendment doesn't apply to him. They think they can do precedent. Well, he's so demonized, he's so bad, we can overturn the 13th Amendment judicially by it being him. I mean, they're betting the farm on this. This is a blessing. This is amazing. All right, I got something to get, but the point is, we've launched the Veterans of the InfoWar Super Sale and a whole new line of amazing shirts that are limited edition InfoWars because you're veterans of this fight. You got B-roll of it. And everything you did, these are amazing T-shirts. I love this one with the skull on it. And I love the one that's, you got the VFW style. Because that's what this is. Look at that, baby. I love that. This is what it's all about. And you are veterans of this fight. And you have helped bring America back from the dead and into major victories. And we have the initiative. And there's so many other shirts there. But these are all of an edition. And they're already saying, oh, we own the name InfoWars. You can't sell shirts once we get it. That'll just make everybody else make them themselves. It doesn't matter. It's not about the name, dummy. It's about the InfoWar. That's a term. It's like if you had Titanic.com. Okay, you can own the website Titanic.com. You can't own the word Titanic. So InfoWar is about there's a war on for your mind. But this could be, if they're successful, the last time, the classic InfoWar shirts from us. All the old designs, the fundraiser designs, all the new veterans of the InfoWars design. By the way, you should just put a link on Bigly at thealexjones.com about your fan inspired. Like what shirts would you like to see? And it'll say by submission, you let us make the shirt. I can't wait to see what you make. But the point is, this is the widest selection of Patriot apparel, and it's all 1997 for launching InfoWars in 1997. But InfoWars is immortal. The truth is immortal. And there's a whole InfoWars section on there. There's the classic red on navy blue that everybody loves so much. But all the shirts, including the fundraiser shirts, are 1997 right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Also, is everything else sold out? The buy one, get one free. Sea moss gummies, so incredible. 93 vitamins and minerals, the very best organic iodine. Concentrated sea moss, equivalent of 20-something grams in each serving. Sea moss, our sea moss is just a magical thing. Boost immunity, energy boost, detox cleanse, radiant hair and skin, libido, everything else. Get sea moss now, 50% off, and it gets better. Should have said this up front. Get the Hakeem Jeffries clip ready. Hakeem Jeffries is now blowing up in all these interviews saying, shut up, shut up, shut up. Because he can't debate. He's an idiot. If you guys keep exposing us, I'll put you all in prison. I'll get you and your little dog too. He's saying, shut up. Don't you argue with me. I'm God. I'm a leftist. He wants to censor. He wants to shut us all down. It's what he wants above all things. So when you use promo code Hakeem or Sombrero, because he hates the joke of a sombrero. I love sombreros. I love Mexican food. I love Mexico. The point is, you want to give illegal aliens, Mexico's part of it, all this free stuff. All citizens don't get it. So we put a sombrero on you, and then he goes and bitches and says, stop putting sombreros on me. I remember the Democrats, Paramount actually funded millions and millions of dollars running a tax on me about 8-9 years ago with these comedy videos they did, like the taking my voice and put it to music. I've had enough of these people, Christian murder scum, running giant death factories. I'm going to stab your daughter at the mall. Ooh. And as soon as I loved it and the youth loved it, they got 100 million views, they pulled it. You didn't think I love being made fun of? Please put sombreros on my head. I want to give Hakeem these secrets, but see, he's so self-important. Schumer and all of them literally go and say, stop putting sombreros on my head. Oh my God. I mean, when people make fun of you and it gets to you, what do you think happens? Plus, I love these videos attacking me. This is the most entertaining stuff I've ever seen. I should have just said, stop, please. No, don't do it. The difference is, though, you put a sombrero on me, it means I'm drinking tequila and having a great time, eating some great food, hanging with great people. With you, it means you're giving foreigners free stuff to come vote for you, and that's treason. So that's why he doesn't like the sombrero. The left, they can talk about me with Sharia call to prayer and Muslims and all the stabbing deaths in Minnesota and how the police were covering it up. They thought that discredited me, but people went, no, that's true. What do you say? See, so see, the humor's great when it's based in truth and it's actually real. And you thought you could lie in humor, but people knew the truth, so the humor was great. Because it wasn't funny no more. Oh, give it to me. Oh, my God, Matt, you got to try better than that. Hey, get the famous Owen Schroyer thing. I love Owen. Get that where I remember I throw the cowboy hat from like 30 feet away and it hits him on the head perfectly. Remember that? Okay, we're going to have a game with the crew. Get in here. I don't have that much money, but it's all right. I got like $20,000 in the bank. They're going to seize that next week, but it's okay. I actually love it. It's hilarious. Because everywhere I go, I get my dinner bought by everybody else. That works. Hey, guys, you get three turns. Matt Weber, get in here. The morning producer does a great job. Get in here. You got three tries to throw the sombrero on my head. Okay. Oh, Harrison Smith wants to try. Guys, cue up the famous Owen thing when I throw the thing 30 feet away and hits right on the head. By the way, Owen moves, and it would, but then the thing course corrects and goes to his head. It was my skill. Anyways, I get the credit for that. Here we go. Oh, my goodness. Harrison, you got to do better than that. Good Lord, man. I'm joking. It's hard. No. That's too far away. Go ahead. Ah! I tell you what, let's come back, and I'm going to try to do it on your head. $1,000 prize, the crew member. You each get three tries. Almost. Hey, let's go out to break here, though. I want to host the rest of the show with this. Though where's the mariachi bands? I love everything Mexican. I love Mexican women. I love Mexican food. I love Mexican music. I don't like the drug cartels and not have any rights, but other than that, we could ever free Mexico, be a great place. Anyways, you know, we had a successful revolution. Most people never had one. In fact, they're very rare. So I don't look down on countries that never got free because nobody else seemed to be able to do it but us. Look at that shot. Now, if you watch that, nothing against Owen, but he overcorrects, but my Jedi forces make the hat move and change. No, show it. Oh, McBrain's in here. McBrain wants to go for it. Look at that skill. That's one try, baby. Yeah. But I can't make Owen's new microphones work for him. He's got to do that himself. All right, hey, guys, seriously. Oh, my God. Look, how good do I look at this? I mean, geez. Do I not look manly right now? There's something about a sombrero, man. I'm ready. Bring in the senorita.
Why don't you just keep your mouth shut?
Oh,
because you showed up.
Is that the way to
talk? You showed up. You voted.
You can extend it right now.
A permanent extension of massive tax breaks. Is that right?
90% of Americans take the standard deduction.
Is that right?
If you had your way, the standard deduction would have been cut in half. That would have been a massive tax increase on Americans.
Hakeem Jeffries, the Democratic Party, and the rest of the deep state want you and I to shut up. We're not going to shut up. That's why on top of the giant sale we've got going, Veterans of the InfoWar right now, you get an additional 10% off at checkout at thealexshowstore.com with promo code Hakeem. Because no, Hakeem, we're not going to shut up. And when Americans and others back InfoWars and this operation and what we're doing, they are literally defending the tip of the spear. This is the media operation the globalists and the left hate the most. We can't do this without your support. So please help keep us on the air and really say no to Hakeem Jeffries and the rest of these people by going to thealexshowstore.com for the best supplements, widest selection of Patriot apparel, and here, promo code Hakeem to get 10% off right now.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
My friend
big...
Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. It's a conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah, yeah.
listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesshow.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy sh! He was right about every step of the way.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
It's a clean extension for 1 year.
You voted for the one big ugly vote, right?
I voted for a tax cut bill that gave the largest tax cut to Americans in history, including, by the way, the average New Yorker getting a $4,000 tax cut. Are you against that?
You're embarrassing
yourself right now. Do you want to cut the standard deduction in half? Is that what you wanted to do?
The largest cut to Medicaid in American history.
No, we voted out waste, fraud, and abuse, by the way.
You voted.
Tom DiNapoli, the Democratic controller of New York.
Let me ask you a question.
Pointed out that $1.2 billion were wasted.
Listen, you're not going to talk to me.
Fraud.
And talk
and
over me.
New York residents.
Because you don't
want
to hear what I have to say.
Oh, I'm listening.
So why don't
go
you
ahead.
Just keep your mouth shut?
Oh,
because you showed up.
Is that the way to
you
talk?
You showed up.
Yeah.
And so you voted for this one big ugly bill.
I signed on for this. You can extend it right now.
A permanent extension of massive tax breaks for your billionaire donors.
So 90% of Americans.
So they can get a permanent extension.
90% of Americans take the standard deduction.
Is that right?
90% of Americans take the standard deduction.
Is that right?
If you had your way, the standard deduction would have been cut in half. That would have been a massive tax increase on Americans all across the country. You support that?
Unfortunately.
You're against lifting the cap on salt?
Of your billionaire donors.
The billionaire donors. Lifting the cap on salt, we put a income cap in place.
Why are you here right now?
An income
cap.
Well, didn't you want all Republicans to be here? I'm here.
Where are the rest of your Republican colleagues?
You wanted Republicans to be here. I'm here.
I gotta say, it looks good on me, doesn't it? Anyways, is that a frog hat, sombrero? Even cooler. Okay, Darren McBreen is in here, and he wants to get on camera, McBreen. You want to try to win the $1,000 right now. All right, go ahead. Let's see if you can do it. Now, you're doing this from like 20 feet away. I did like 30 with Owens. Go ahead. Almost. Good God. Knock my Topo Chico over. You get one more, McBreeny. Good God, what a mess you made over here. All right, go ahead. One more shot. All right, this is actually more fun than covering the nuclear war. I like this. You're good. Go ahead. You got one more shot. I told you get three. But each time your pay gets docked. I'm joking. Yeah, you can cheat. See, I didn't say how far away either. Guys, show me with Owen how good I am at this. One shot. Go ahead.
One more shot.
Damn. Almost. Almost. All right, dude, get in here. Your time. I'll throw it on your head, dude. Just come on over. Hold on. Got to do with the shot. Almost. All right, here we go. All right. Pretty good. It's like bobbing for apples, or what's the thing where you're the dunking thing? We should put a dunking thing in here and do that to me on the last day we're on air. Rob, come on. Sombrero's a little harder than Stetson. You guys are definitely successful knocking my ultramethylene blue over, though. You get one more. Get one more try.
All right.
Yeah.
All right,
you can save the world from nuclear war if you do this.
All right, this is a lot.
Use the force, man. Don't overthink it. We all die in nuclear war, Rob. Danny, you want to try? Come on.
Do it, Danny.
It's a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll. Come on, let's go. See if you can do it. Almost. Hey, get two more. Oh, negative. It just impacted on the surface. Come on. Can't believe how racist this is. All right, continue. One more shot. Almost. It's good though. All right. Anybody else got a plan? Tell you, these look silly until you're out in the heat. They make a lot of sense that way. Oh, you want to try Rob Agüero's? I don't know. I'm going to let you take. I like this. What if I start wearing this all the time? I like it, actually. Way better than a Hitler mustache. This seems to fit me better, doesn't it? All right, Rob Agüero's is up next. Then serious news coming up, I promise. Though, I don't know. Maybe we should get some dancing girls and some mariachi bands.
Alex Jones, patriot. A man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life. But they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
Go to AlexJonesApp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes!
Into the void of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Take me to the center at supersonic speeds. It's a good song right here. Now that's just me a week ago with the social experiment with the Hitler statue. I go, God, you gained a lot of weight last week. No, I didn't. When I put a sombrero on, I immediately get relaxed. And then when I do a Hitler stash, I can pull the Hitler if you want. So I'll show everybody on air right now. See, I can be sombrero man, chilling out, relaxing, or I can be this guy. But that's what it's all about. I can be whoever I need to be to defeat the globalists. All right, Rob Agüero's, get on camera over here. You get three tries. What do you? I didn't expect this to happen. I don't know why I came up with this, but what do you think? Who was it that had to bring the sombrero in?
I don't know. I think it's great. But as your DEI hire, I win.
Aha! That's actually a good point. But you're not hired because you're a DEI. You do a great job, Rob. Hey, get back over here. You get your... actually, you do. And under DEI, you win. But seriously, yeah, you're not a DEI, are we?
I know.
Anyways, all right, let's get going here. Try to give it to you. Agüero's actually has the most overtime. I was looking at the stuff yesterday, but he's actually working when he's up here. He likes to work. That's good. Here we go. Trying to give it to you. Part of it is the Stetson. My head's big. That's almost too small. So it's really hard.
It's like those basketball games at the fair.
The basketball games at the fair with the hoops too little. I don't know if anybody can do it. You know, I tried to recreate the one try with Owen. Could never do it again. Okay, let me try to throw it on your head. Let's get over here. See if I can do it here. All right, get in there.
I get to all sit right in the chair.
Oof. Hey, we'll get the podcast going. You're gonna have a show. You and Thomas are smart.
Let's do it.
Watch your head. Here you go. All right, see, it's just, you know, it's a good hat. You gotta kind of push it down.
Oh!
I don't think you can be done. Good job, Rob.
Good job, dude.
It's kind of hard to do the show, though, in a serious way with this on. We got some really hardcore, serious stuff coming up at the bottom of the hour. And listeners, I know you're tuned in to hear hardcore information. I apologize. But I want to know, who had the idea to bring this in here? It's hard to do a serious broadcast with this on, but I do like it. God, that looks good, man. Got a lot of style. And you know the women can't resist you when you're wearing this, right? I think this is a panty dropper for guys. What does everybody think? Should I wear this at church this week? I mean, not the center of attention or anything already, so just wear this in the church. What if your pastor hosted the church with this on? All right, I'm going to stop. This is out of control. I got to get serious now. And I mean seriously serious, because there's a lot of serious stuff to hit here. We can have frisbee golf with sombreros. Now we just invented a new sport. Now we're talking. But back to Hakeem Jeffries. He is really mad people are putting sombreros on him. And all he had to do was laugh about it, and then it'd be a big joke. But he's too stupid. He's not too stupid. He's too arrogant, because he can't be the butt of a joke because he's so important. Hey, dumbass, that's what it's all about. You shouldn't be a, quote, leader if you can't be part of a joke. That's why people love Trump so much. Trump loves jokes. Trump loves being made fun of. He thinks it's hilarious because he's not an insecure wimp like Hillary Clinton and Hakeem Jeffries and others. All right, I have the really... Yeah, look, White House plays racist deepfake video of Democrat leaders on a loop. And we've already played the video, but we guys, cue up the one that came out a few weeks ago, a week and a half, maybe so bad. It's literally Trump with a bullhorn, and Hakeem Jeffries says, stop putting me on a sombrero. So they put a sombrero on him, and then Trump pops in. I mean, a three-year-old would know that was fake. And then they say it's fake. Trump tried to fool us with the video. See if you can find the original one before it sparked 10 million other ones. I mean, imagine the lie. The deep fake is the corporate media saying the sombrero videos were trying to fool someone? That Hakeem Jeffries is really wearing a sombrero while he says we don't give illegal aliens health care for free when it's right there in the bill? And now they've got bills introduced in California and other places. The hell, they pass it, overturn, to put you in jail if you make fun of a politician with AI. And the videos they show are obviously jokes. Now, you show fake AI of some politician raping his wife? That's civil, and I think it probably should be criminal. Yeah, this is what... Yeah, let's play this. Get it ready. We'll play with audio. This is what they claim Trump tried to fool you with. He's got a Super Mario Brother mustache. He's got a little retarded... That's not a sombrero. That's actually an abomination of sombreros. It's got Trump wearing a cool gold on black, or is that silver on black? I just want to wear a sombrero. I actually like black with silver. That's pimp right there. So you got Trump with a pimp sombrero. You got Hakeem Jeffries with a bitch sombrero. And they said that Trump tried to fool people with a deep fake that this is real. Here it is. Play it five times in a row.
Will get you nowhere. We are fighting to protect the health care of the American people in the face of an unprecedented Republican assault. Bigotry will get you nowhere. We are fighting to protect the health care of the American people in the face of an unprecedented Republican assault. Bigotry will get you nowhere. We are fighting to protect the health care of the American people in the face of an unprecedented...
Let's just stop right there. I'm done with Trump. I'm abandoning Trump. I can't believe he tried to put out a fake video and convince us that Hakeem Jeffries has a Super Mario Brother mustache and a sombrero, a little weak sombrero. I was wrong about Trump. The fact that he tried to deceive us with this incredible AI video, where if you're a radio listener, you don't see it. It's Hakeem Jeffries standing in the rotunda of the Capitol. And then the mustache goes on him, the hat goes on. It's 100% a joke, 100% fake. A three-year-old would know it. It's got Trump playing mariachi behind him, wearing pimp sombreros. And then they told you it was an attempt at deception. Like I said when I did the Hitler mustache, because I messed up my beard cutting, and I said, I'll just go ahead as a joke. I said, by the way, I'm not for Hitler, but the media is going to say I'm for Hitler. And now I'm going to criticize Hitler with a Hitler mustache. Media ran headlines. Jones is now Hitler, has breakdown, crashes out. He's now Hitler. No, you crashed out. You lied to people. You think we're stupid. And it's what you do over and over and over again. By the way, the Nazis got really freaked out by that photo because they hate me because I just don't hate Jews in general. I don't like Israel does and corrupt things. I'm against it. But they saw that and they said, oh, my God, he looks like Hitler. Well, I mean, my grandfather was kind of scary. He actually had Hitler's nose and face. It was kind of, the little joke was he did look a little bit like Hitler. But I'm sorry I got that German bloodline that looks a little bit like Hitler. But the point in the same eyes and all of it, the point is I'm not for Adolf Hitler. So let's just, I'm sorry. They're like, we hate him, but he looks like our God. They're like, like AI, they put a Hitler mustache, type in Alex Jones Hitler clone. People believed it. When you put the black hair on, the whole thing, they're a little skinnier. They're a little freaked out there. I'm sorry I look like your God. I'm not trying to look like Hitler. I'm sorry that C.W. Hammond kind of looked like Hitler, except he had blonde hair. And that's not my fault that my bone structure looks like a little bit like Hitler. With the brow ridges and all of it. Sorry, I'm German. The strong genes. I'm probably somewhere down the line probably related to him. I mean, you know, I mean people, you know, thousands of years ago. But my ideology is Thomas Jefferson, not Adolf Hitler. But I think we need to move on from this now because I need to hit the big enchilada, the real control grid for all of us and what we're facing and what we're dealing with. But I need a moment to reset because I'm in real Joker mode and everybody likes this. I used to do this like half the time 10 years ago. I got so serious, I kind of got out of it. So I'm trying now. We got really serious stuff coming up in 15 minutes with in-studio guests. But I don't know. People keep accusing me of crashing out in a negative way. I'm crashing out in a funny way right now. Let's, it's so important. I started the show with it. Play SP1 again, because this is what's going down. This is a big deal, which means the Democrats are going to pull out the stops and everything they got. So they're now cornered. They now know they've lost. The Sombrero Wars. We'll play this. I'll come back with the big enchilada. Stay with us.
I could take a view that the individual in question, Mr. Soros, is a old, rich, opinionated person sitting in New York who still thinks that his views should determine how the entire world works. Now, if I could only stop at old, rich, and opinionated, I would put it away. But it's old, rich, opinionated, and dangerous.
President Trump is a con man and the ultimate narcissist who wants the world to revolve around him.
The Soros family has been strangling the United States of America for over 30 years.
They need to finish George Soros. That man and his ideas and his foundations are responsible for the destruction of the West. And someone has to now... He has to pay for it.
In an August 27, 2025 Truth Social post, Trump demanded RICO charges against the Soroses.
A lot of the people that you would traditionally say are on the left.
They're already under investigation?
Already under investigation.
Well, Soros is a name certainly that I keep hearing. I don't know, but Soros is a name that I hear. I hear a lot of different names. I hear names of some pretty rich people that are radical left people.
And we're going to look into Soros because I think it's a RICO case against him and other people.
For decades, George Soros, the shadowy billionaire puppet master, has been funneling his fortune into the heart of American chaos, starting his dark crusade in the 1980s with so-called philanthropy that eventually morphed into tearing down the nation's moral and legal fabric, the prime example of everything we were warned about by the founders.
And I want to echo the Secretary's comments on Scott Bessent, who's allowing us to map out these networks through their financial criminal activities, which has been going on for decades.
And at the Government Accountability Institute, my colleague and I, Peter Schweitzer and our team,
We followed the money, and we followed it to the top of what we call the protest industrial complex, Riot Inc. And we found a network of NGOs. It's not just the Soros Network, the Open Society Network. It's other funding networks, the Arabella Funding Network, the Tides Funding Network, Neville Roy Singham and his network, Foreign Cash. And it's also big left-wing funders. Some of them are not citizens of this country. Mr. Hans-Jörg Wies of Switzerland. They're pouring money into this entire ecosystem. And so I want to share three money facts with you about what we call Riot Inc. Number one, like any corporation, Riot Inc. has many divisions. It doesn't just have the Antifa boots on the ground division. It has PR divisions. It has marketing divisions. It has a very well-funded legal division to get these boots on the ground back on the streets as quickly as possible. But it does have those investors that I mentioned. Number two, we have identified dozens of radical organizations, not just the decentralized Antifa organizations, but dozens of radical organizations that have received more than $100 million from the Riot Inc. investors. These would be the lawyer groups. These would be the groups that advocate for calling good, honest Americans fascists, etc. And then three, I think the most shocking thing is that we have found that more than $100 million in U.S. taxpayer funding has flowed into these funding networks, including at least $4 million to these very groups themselves, not just Antifa types, but there was an event in Atlanta called Stop Cop City. Over 60 rioters were charged with domestic terrorism. These groups received money for that from both the billionaire class as well as taxpayer money.
Whispers in D.C. suggest dusting off this act, the Communist Control Act from 1954, to slam the hammer down on their shadowy networks. With Trump's DOJ already sniffing around Soros' empire for RICO violations, the Communist Control Act could be weaponized to label his radical-funded groups as communist fronts, choking their cash flow and exposing their anti-American agenda. And it's never been more obvious than it is now that this is the last stand to save the nation from a creeping red tide. John Bowne reporting for InfoWars.
All right, so while everybody has been for 2 years talking about nothing but Palantir, and I come out and say, do you understand the UN, Bill Gates, the globalists, Larry Ellison, Microsoft, and Amazon have built, it's already in this AI grid that tracks everything in lifetime. And then Trump's bringing in Palantir to try to surveil all that. And I'm not even defending that. That's what's going on. I just tell you what's happening. It's not even debatable. It's in all the tech publications. People go, oh, you're covering up with the Palantir. It's the same thing. Like, I'm not going to cover Israel 99% of the time to prove what a good Fuhrer I am. There's other issues. Notice I'm not talking about the hostages and all that today. Okay, great. I hope it ends. Probably won't. Hope it's a victory for peace. Wonderful. We got other fish to fry here. There's enough people covering that all day. I have an allergy to Israel and Hamas. Nothing against, any of those groups, the Palestinians, the Jews. I ain't Middle Eastern, man. I just can't spend more than half my time on you. I mean, my God, ready to jump off a cliff here. They say indifference is the real sincere form of dislike, but it's not even dislike. I just can't handle it. Whether the Jews run it or the Vatican or whatever you want to say, it's all big corporations. They're putting in a worldwide control grid right now, a social credit score of total control. And everything you see in the EU and Canada and Australia and New Zealand is, and China already has it for 9 years, is going in. And the West built the thing China uses, and then China broke with them. So this is that whole fight going on. They're two predatory groups. And the biggest predator in the world is the globalists, then the communist Chinese after them. Israel's heavily embedded inside the U.S. It's trying to take over control. That's true, and we should deal with it. But I see Israel as way down the line on who's got the real power globally. But this video, I can tell you, is totally accurate. You can look up all this legislation in Canada. It's very close to passing, and they want to do this here. And we've got Bill Gates on the UN board, I'll show you in a minute, that's literally running this. Not just your healthcare, but this. An important video by John Carpe. Canada will be a police state by Christmas if Parliament passes bills C2, C8, C9 in their current form. Our freedoms are fragile. It is imperative that every Canadian contact a member of Parliament, whether your MP is Liberal, Conservative, NDP, Bloc, or Green. This is the exact stuff the EU passed, the exact stuff the UK just passed, where Starmer goes last week. Everything you do will be tracked. You must have this to buy and sell, but the illegals are exempt. So, this is coming here. This is what they're trying to pass. The total control. So the first part's bad enough. Pre-crime, where if a liberal group or the government says they think you may commit a crime, $50,000 fines, prison, ankle bracelets, you name it. I mean, literally the Minority Report. But this isn't some Tom Cruise movie 20 years ago. This is happening, and this is the same legislation everywhere. Oh, I kind of went to this late. I'm going to come back, finish up with this for about 5 minutes, then we'll play a promo, then we'll bring our guest in. But I've got to have time to get to this, or maybe I'll do it tomorrow. But this is so important, folks. Anyway, start rolling, and here it is.
Canada will be a police state by Christmas if Parliament passes bills C2, C8, and C9 in their current form. C2 is the Strong Borders Act. It should be called the Strong Surveillance Act. It empowers Canada Post to open letter mail without a warrant. It criminalizes the use of cash in amounts greater than 10,000. And it empowers a vast army of government officials, not just police, to conduct warrantless searches of the computers and cell phones of Canadians. It is a massive invasion of privacy. It's extremely dangerous. We then have Bill C-9, which is the Combating Hate Act, and this legislation is going to result in many more Canadians getting prosecuted, not over something that they've done, but on the basis of something that they have said or written. Bill C-9, the Combating Hate Act, gets rid of an existing requirement that hate speech prosecutions need to be reviewed by the Attorney General. And it also gives judges authority to impose much longer sentences, jail sentences on people if the judge feels that hate was part of the motivation in the commission of the crime. Bill C-9 still does terrible job of defining the emotion of hate, and so there's lots of discretion left in subjective feelings of police officers, crown prosecutors, and judges. So that's a serious problem. There have been warnings that the Online Harms Act, which prior to the last election was known as Bill C-63, might be reintroduced. If the Online Harms Act is brought back and passed into law, you're going to see the Canadian Human Rights Commission with massive new powers to prosecute Canadians over offensive non-criminal speech with penalties up to $50,000. You're going to see a Digital Safety Commission with a vast army of bureaucrats to enforce federal regulations that are passed in respect of the internet and internet contents. And you're going to see Canadians punished preemptively because their neighbor fears that they might commit a hate speech crime in future. The Online Harms Act would authorize judges to place Canadians under house arrest and wear an ankle bracelet in respect to curfew, etc. People who have not been charged with any offense or convicted of any offense. So preemptive punishment is actually part of the Online Harms Act. Now, last but not least, currently before the House of Commons, we have Bill C-8, the Cybersecurity Act. This gives federal cabinet ministers the power to kick individual Canadians off the internet. The Cybersecurity Act also allows the government to acquire subscriber information and to designate any company as a designated operator, impose all kinds of rules on that company. It gives the cabinet ministers' powers to demand information.
Now remember, these are the people that locked up the trucker peaceful protest people for years and froze all their bank accounts. More of this coming up. I'm going to get into the implantable liquid microchip, self-replicating, coming up. And when we end the interview, I will get to all of this big picture and finish up with this coming up. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
can just keep your mouth shut.
Oh,
because you showed
that,
up.
Is that the way
you showed up. You voted.
You can extend it right
a
now.
A permanent extension of massive tax breaks. Is that right?
90% of Americans take the standard deduction.
Is that right?
If you had your way, the standard deduction would have been cut in half. That would have been a massive tax increase on Americans.
Hakeem Jeffries, the Democratic Party, and the rest of the deep state want you and I to shut up. But we're not going to shut up. That's why on top of the giant sale we've got going, Veterans of the InfoWar right now, you get an additional 10% off at checkout at thealexshowstore.com with promo code Hakeem. Because no, Hakeem, we're not going to shut up. And when Americans and others back InfoWars and this operation and what we're doing, they are literally defending the tip of the spear. This is the media operation the globalists and the left hate the most. We can't do this without your support. So please help keep us on the air and really say no to Hakeem Jeffries or these people by going to thealexshowstore.com for the best supplements, widest selection of Patriot apparel, and here, promo code Hakeem to get 10% off right now.
Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at theelectronstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexshowstore.com.
How do I explain to people that my tongue is blue? Because I love this stuff, methylene blue. I'm able to work like 18-hour days sometimes. This stuff is like rocket fuel.
I didn't know you were going to plug this. You even ordered it yourself, I later learned. What has the effect of our medical-grade methylene blue been on you, Roger?
Incredible, both physical and mental energy and focus. I mean, it really is like rocket fuel. Oh, you still like Brain Force? Back when I did the show with Owen Schroyer, the original, the real War Room, I was a big aficionado of Brain Force and Brain Force Force Plus. This is even a greater product. I cannot recommend it highly enough.
Well, I've not had any since Friday. I only take it every couple days. So I'm going to take my dose of methylene blue, my Topo Chico. It is amazing. And people ask me, what does it do? It cleans out your mitochondria. It skips the oxidization process in the cell. It's like iodine at the next level. It is such a game changer. Roger Stone, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. God bless you.
Unless you've been hiding under a rock, everyone knows that Shilajit is one of the most incredible super nutrients, and they don't even know how it's formed deep under the earth. It's just got incredible amino acids and natural peptides that nothing else has. And what does it do for you? Everything. Your skin, your clarity, your focus. I'm on this stuff. Your wife, your girlfriend will thank you. That's just a little side issue. Shilajit is awesome, but this is the best, purest, strongest Shilajit with a whole bunch of other badass stuff in it. We throw the kitchen sink at you because we want it to work, and it will. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. So get this great t-shirt design and hundreds of others, the biggest selection at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. God almighty.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
These shows aren't some genre and, ooh, they're entertaining and, wow, this guy's intense. Why do you think I'm intense? I'm under total attack. I've been hunted for decades by these people. They've attacked my whole family. Our family's never been stronger because we're not wimps and we understand we're doing God's work. But I'm in a war and you better realize you are too. Do you understand that? My God, they've killed over 30 million people with the poison shots. They flood us with fentanyl. They're absolutely in every major public and most private schools with grants, secretly brainwashing your sons and daughters to think they're another sex and make them totally mentally ill and then be mutilated, chemically or surgically. It is a devil cult. It's the same program worldwide. It's BlackRock. It's the New World Order. It's the transhumanist on record. They say the future's not human. They're building this nightmare world, and we're simply saying no. And we're valiantly fighting because on the other end of this, if we fail, is total enslavement and a nightmare hellscape. So just understand, you think I want to do this? You think I want to fight 18 hours a day? You think I want to do all this just so I can act tough? No, I've got to do it. Somebody walks up to me and punches me in the nose, or somebody walks up to me and it punches my kid in the head. I'm not happy about it, but I'm going to get pissed off and I'm going to go after them. It's the same thing in politics, folks. How much are you going to take? You got to get vocal. You got to get informed. You got to get engaged. You got to spend money and support the people that are at the tip of the spear. You've got to amplify all that, and you should get vocal, and you should get engaged as well. I know a lot of you are, but, man, you got to do this with urgency. You're like, oh, it sounds like work.
I don't know, man. That sounds like a lot of work.
No, you're meant to do this, and the future is so dark if you don't. But we're turning the tide. We're winning. But they're going to false flag. They're going to pull out the stops. They've already implemented the Podesta plan. Everything I told you is happening. But they're totally freaked out. And all over the news just saying, he's on his last gasp. Get him off. The Democrats, the senators, just get him off. Just get him off. Just shut him up. Because I got their number. I got their name. I got their ass. And their little minions, most of them are compartmentalized. They don't know how all this works. They're getting decompartmentalized. A lot of them aren't pure evil, are waking up and joining us and whistleblowing. Or just walking away, you can do that too. Just walk away. Run up the white flag. Because you're in a war against us, and we're winning, and we're going to win. And where your bosses are taking you is hellish. The only way you fail is not joining us. Admit you're the bad guys. Some of you can admit that to yourselves. You're not totally turned over to evil yet. Be like Darth Vader. Throw your political system lovingly, nonviolently down the reactor shaft. Become honorable for once. It's exhilarating. It's a blessing to fight evil. It's so animating, as Thomas Jefferson said, the animating contest of liberty. You have to live the life of Thomas Jefferson to really read Thomas Jefferson. And then it's so much stronger. The transhumanist death cult, taking over the human body, self-replicating nanotech, proven with Bill Gates' patents and what was in the shots we first covered it 5 years ago. And now major government institutions are aware of it. This is so important. And this is their whole cashless society control grid marking us with the nanotech. We've got one of the leading experts. The film, hundreds of millions of times it was seen, died suddenly. The new film's coming out dealing with this. This is all confirmed. This is not schizophrenics that think, you know, aliens put chips in their head. This isn't a classic chip. This is nanotech, self-replicating mRNA, DNA, all of it. It's coming up. And at the end of the next hour, we'll tie it into the cashless society run by Bill Gates with the documents that's rolling out right now via the Internet ID, the Internet of Things, the social credit score, the universal basic income. This is it. We're here. But before we do that, during the break, getting our guest in studio, I saw the Democrat Governor Pritzker, whose family runs the trans cult, literally, look it up, saying, come and take it. You don't attack our people. You mean convicted pedophiles, convicted murderers, arsonists, armed robbers, MS-13, TDA, that are attacking and ramming federal vehicles and shooting up ICE facilities. Come and take it. He's called for blue cities to rise up. Newsom has the martial law plan. This is their move, but Trump has declared Antifa an international terror organization today. So things are coming to a head. The Podesta plan is for this. It's happening now. Here's Governor Pritzker, and then we'll get into what they don't want you to know about.
Mid-tier officer, it's really disgusting what's happening.
Wow. Well, Governor Pritzker responded with a message to President Trump on a different network yesterday. Take a listen.
The
This is a convicted felon. I mean, think about that, who's threatening to jail me. I got to say, this guy's unhinged. He's insecure. He's a wannabe dictator. And there's one thing I really want to say to Donald Trump. If you come for my people, you come through me. So come and get me.
What do you say to that?
He is aiding and abetting criminals. He's putting criminal illegal aliens, MS-13 gang members, Tren de Aragua, violent criminals, child pedophiles, you name it, ahead of the American people. And our message to Governor Pritzker, get out of your mansion. Go walk around Chicago. Go see the rampant crime.
They brought in the 20-plus million under Biden. Biden said, when I win, immediately surge the border. This is their admitted destabilization plan. They admit it. Then Trump follows his oath of office to protect, defend, and preserve. If you're in the military or anything else, you give an oath, it's to protect and defend. The president is the only one that says preserve. It is his duty to do this. And they are pushing it into that in the Podesta plan. This is their plan. So we're talking about that coming up. Well, Sean Johnson, my good buddy, who I met like 5-6 years ago with Joe Rogan, 14 months ago, I already knew Sean. We're sitting there at dinner and Joe Rogan goes, you're a fat ass. You need to get up off your ass. You need to work out. And Sean's like, I'll work out. Well, yeah, work out at 7:30 every morning. Let's do it. So you know Sean Johnson, former Navy SEAL, great patriot, does all sorts of great things. And so he calls me and he says, hey, I'm interviewing Jesse Beltran. I said, I've heard of that guy. He's like one of the nanotech implantable microchip experts involved in these big films that are coming out and things. He said, well, he's in town. I just had him on my podcast yesterday that comes out in a few days. He said, you want to hike tomorrow instead of lift weights? I said, sure. So they come over to my house. I live on a green belt. We talked about 30 minutes and went for a couple-hour hike, talked after that, had, you know, really great discussions. And, you know, we're going to get Jesse Beltran back up again and again because this is all proven what's going on. And this is the transhumanist invasion. This is the operation. This is in the documents. This is in the patents. This is what Bill Gates is pushing. And it's not like some microchip that's the size of a grain of rice. It's nanotech, it's self-replicating, it's all admitted, and now the makers of one of the top documentaries in history, Died Suddenly, are working with you with a new film coming out. So kind of, Jesse, kind of recap the basics of this and what's going on, and then you, on his podcast with Sean Johnson, scanned him with one of these expensive machines, and you've done this for governments, you name it, and you can literally show, which, again, folks, we put in injections, you name it. It's now in the food. They say the average person has like half a plastic spoon in their brain. This is all going on, and you've got these detectors coming up next hour. You already did Sean. You'll do them again live here. You got a lot of mics that can do it. You're going to do me live on air to give people an idea of all the stuff in the environment that's not being put there by an accident. 4 years ago, Biden legalized nanotech in the food, marking us for this Bill Gates patent for blockchain, so it's all coming up. But you've got the floor now. Give us a basic boil down, and then get to this clip. First look at this huge new film coming out about this. Thanks for being here, Jesse, and I'm glad that Sean got us in contact.
Well, thank you, and it was a wonderful and pleasurable event going on that hike with you this morning, and that discussion really is a precipitous about what we're going to talk about today. I'm working with director Matthew Scow, who is currently doing a documentary, which I'm featured in, discussing these topics specifically of what's happening and what happened after the jab. This clip is called, it's Nano Sapiens is the title.
And that's the new film.
That is the new documentary.
So first look at Nano Sapiens.
Correct. Let's go ahead and bring it up.
All right, here it is.
Way back in 1778, the Continental Congress unanimously passed America's first whistleblower law.
I did this clearly at my own jeopardy.
It recognized the duty to give the earliest information to Congress of any misconduct, frauds, or misdemeanors committed by anyone working for government.
The information I'm presenting is made as a protected communication under Title 10 U.S.C. 1034 as a whistleblower.
246 years later, whistleblowers have an incredible record of changing the course of history. I wish I would have met you.
In late October of 2019, I was approached by leadership. There were five clients, and there was a vendor in the room. The vendor was BioNTech. These are the notes that I took during the conversation of the meeting with the stakeholders for the contact tracing application. Took the fabric of my reality and just rubbed me. I mean, it just made me question everything.
Government is going to grant themselves powers unilaterally to create greater control over American society and global society.
COVID is critical because this is what convinces people to accept, to legitimize.
Upload complete.
Total biometric surveillance.
It's always the data. It's the crack cocaine of Silicon Valley. We are already living inside the architecture of totalitarianism.
We need not just to monitor people, we need to monitor what's happening under their skin.
I know my husband is not vaccinating people and putting a microchip in her arm because that technology doesn't even exist and he's never uttered the words out of his mouth, so.
Microchips and tracking devices are embedded in the vaccine. Is this accurate?
We have six MAC addresses that are pulsing Bluetooth signals, and all we are is surrounded by tombstones.
So can someone explain to me why we're getting EMF emissions off grave inside of a Faraday cage, please?
So we've seen the reports of individuals having unlicensed MAC addresses post-vaccination. I've seen evidence of that myself.
One of the requirements that it just changed the entire course of the conversation and, frankly, my life, that's when lipid nanos came into the conversation.
These are not vaccines. These are not biological. As you go through the patent in Section 219, it explains how they are self-assembled nanoparticles, and they're fully programmable.
From a technical perspective, if I can retrieve data, I can send data.
DARPA calls it transhumanism.
I mean, can you hear what I just said and not want to just step away?
Blood samples aren't supposed to have blinking lights, but there they are. They're little dots. They move across the slide, and they're blinking. This was brain tissue that had been sitting in a jar of formalin for 6 months.
Even if the body dies, they continue.
Yes, apparently.
All of your biometric data, your location, your privacy, it is gone. If you took the vaccine, you are the router. You are a communication device now.
A first look at NanoSapiens, the director and producer of Died Suddenly. This is powerful. The research is there. This is the globalist revolution. This is the reality. And I appreciate Jesse Beltran being here to break all this down with us. Mind Nexus Live, mindnexuslive.com. All right. So this is the revolution. This is the transhumanism. This is why the World Economic Forum says the future is not human. This is the revolution. We know it's self-replicating. They admit it all. Quantify exactly what we're facing, and then you've got a big presentation for us. You got Sean Johnson. You did a podcast with us, come out in a few days. Good buddy of mine, Navy SEAL, you scanned him, found all this stuff. You know this for major governments. This is really happening. So, Jesse, thanks for being here.
Hey, no problem, and thank you for the platform. It's important that we disseminate this message to basically educate the population, and now it's a global issue, about what was really happening. A little bit about myself. My background is I'm the former president of an organization called the International Center Against the Abuse of Covert Technologies, pre-hospital emergency medicine. I was a firefighter paramedic out of the city of Sacramento, retired, and a former trainer for public and government agencies on bioterrorism. I did proprietary programming, I was the first co-owner of the third largest ISP in the state of California, which instituted line of sight microwave technology in order to transmit high-speed data and encrypted information. I've been an advocate for medical transparency, and I'm currently the president of an organization called Cosmic Clarity Connections, where Mind Nexus Live is our brand. How I got into this is I met a gentleman by the name of Dr. John Hall, who's been a guest on your show previously here in Austin, Texas in 2010. And we were discussing a topic of about a phenomenon that not only happened to someone who was close to him, but also happened close to me.
As a paramedic, you saw this happening.
Correct, correct. And so what the phenomenon was is we had United States citizens who were experiencing these strange acute sounds that a signal was being directed at them, followed by short-term, long-term memory loss.
And that's even been in the California news. Like, this is in the news.
Correct, recently. Followed by vertigo, nausea, vomiting, and more specifically, an electrical reverberation throughout their body, which is now defined as buffeting. Just last year, the Department of Homeland Security held a hearing in which a gentleman by the name of Colonel Greg Egrin gave testimony that this phenomenon was happening on our homeland. At first, they said in 2016, it started with our diplomats in Havana, Cuba.
Then, so this is recognized.
Exactly. And then it started happening to best of our best in the CIA, the best of our best in the FBI, and now it's happening to congressional members. And that's what's peculiar about this. The U.S. government is only acknowledging that this is happening to federal employees. But Dr. Hall and I have been covering this topic since 2010. And how it came about is Dr. Hall said that I asked, why isn't anything being done for these people? And he said, because they're being railroaded into the mental health industry and forced institutionalized or forced medicated. So I said, so how do we take these subjective complaints and turn them into objectivity, something that's measurable, something that we can touch and feel? And so he was doing on a minute scale what was called RF testing, and he was utilizing a device called a JM20 Pro, which I'll show your audience here in a little bit. And then he was finding positive results. So we were finding some anomaly of frequency around a human person at very specific anatomical points around the human body. So I said, well, I'm going to call a meeting in Sacramento, California, just to see how many people would show up. And I expected maybe a handful, but over 100 people showed up. And that's when I knew we had something. So we started doing surveys, and I started doing mass testing out in the field, with utilizing the JM20 Pro and collecting the data. We held the meeting in Davis, California, and 300 people showed up to that first event. And what was interesting in the findings is that most prominently, if you were a Caucasian female in your 40s, recently single, widowed or divorced, highly educated, that this you had a higher propensity of being affected with this phenomenon. Then it was Caucasian males, African-American females, African-American males, Asians, Hispanics, and it dwindled down from there. That stayed consistent across the United States into the Midwest until I got to Chicago, where the criteria of Caucasians and African-Americans kind of flipped. And that stayed consistent all the way up the East Coast, except for one anomaly. Up in Virginia, I was asked to come and see about 100 military subcontractors who were having these exact same complaints. And what it led into is that we were taking this data, and what I was doing spread globally, and I was invited by a government agency in Europe to come and test some of their diplomats. And they said, if you have any American citizens who you feel strongly they're being affected by this, please bring them with you. And so what they allowed me to do is use a research facility in what is called an anechoic chamber, and we'll demonstrate what that looks like and why that was very important for us to do. Really, this microwave frequency issue is something that's been pre-planned by our U.S. government. And this,
hey, we're not front-loading it. We should be. There's all these patents. Gates is obsessed. This is all going on. The self-replicating, the new vaccines, growing these things, and people saying, you'll be blockchain, we'll control you. It's actually hiding in plain view. It's crazy.
Correct. So what I'm going to show you is a report that we obtained through a FOIA request, and it's called the New World Vistas. And this was created by our United States Air Force and released in November of 1994. And they brought the greatest minds together, and the objective was to how do we keep the United States Air Force a superpower 50 years into the future? And they were talking about these very exotic type technologies. And on page 89, interestingly enough, is a chapter that's called Biological Processes and Control. And in this segment, it talks about utilizing radio frequencies in order to manipulate and control biological process on a human person. And in it, it specifically says the ability to imprint memory sets and erase memory sets, along with causing various physiological responses. So they were talking about maybe even utilizing these technologies against our foreign enemies.
The main obsession is like the Kingsman and all these other movies where they send a frequency out that makes everybody kill themselves.
Correct.
Or kill each other.
Yeah, and this technology was used in the Middle East. They were transmitting the voice of Allah to our enemies, and they were giving, just surrendering in droves. So this technology has been.
By the way, what's crazy is I've been on the air forever, so I remember like Baltimore Sun articles 20-something years ago. CIA secretly used cell towers to broadcast messages, and it was successful for mind control. Where do you think they'll publish it sometimes as a test?
Correct. Correct. We are the guinea pigs. And back in 2010, we strongly believe that what we were seeing and documenting was the initial onset of this experimentation. Now, here's what's crazy. This sounds like a tinfoil hat conspiracy theory, but now we've been able to prove what has happened and is now.
I don't want you to go forward, but I'm not an engineer or a biologist but I've read the science. Our cells are electrochemical and operate the same way as silicon, basically. So that's why they're able to put a wire in your head, Elon Musk, so that you can see. Like it's the same thing. Just we're biological. We're carbon. It's silicon.
Correct. And we're essentially biological computers. But what was interesting is we also had another report that we got our hands on, and it was called The Individual Rights and the Federal Role of Behavior Modification. And this was released in November of 1974, and this was by the staff on the Subcommittee of Constitutional Rights of the Committee of the Judiciary United States Senate, 93rd Congress. And in this report in 1972, what it talks about is the ability to manipulate individuals. And this specifically was our prisoners. And unfortunately, in our society, the weakest of our...
For those that don't know, medical experimentation is on troops and prisoners.
Correct.
That's the main groups.
Yeah.
And terminal medical patients.
Yep. Medical health, the mental health industry has a high propensity of this type of experimentation. But in this report, strangely enough, they were already in 1972, specifically in Vacaville Prison, which is notorious for violating human rights, specifically on prisoners, was already doing biometric telemetry. That means sending heart rates remotely, body temperature, respiration, all of these type of physiological measurements. But what was really interesting, it specifically says in this report on page 35, they were also able to remotely read thoughts.
Which, by the way, we talked about this morning. Maybe find the clip, guys. World Economic Forum 2 years ago goes, oh, we have these earbuds. Read your thoughts in lifetime. We monitor you. So this is all documented, folks. The future's here. It's not evenly distributed. Let's come back. By the way, you got to stay. You guys got to go on Harrison Smith. We got to do the scanning on air.
Alex Jones, patriot, a man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life, but they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology, we have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger, faster, louder. Go to alexjonesapp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Our medical-grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a one-month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and at Funds or Operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexjonesstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo.
Coming up next segment, I'll show you the WF saying, we have these earbuds. Read your mind live times your boss watches you. And, man, you got to come back for like 3 hours commercial-free soon because I know I've seen all your documents. It's dead on. I've done the research myself, but you bring it all together. This is a short segment. Some stations don't carry it. I want to scan Sean and myself here coming up. But you're giving some great background here and take as much time as you want. But quantifying this is a major revolution to take over society.
That is exactly correct. And our process, what we developed was, doing this scanning process is a really proprietary system which we created, and where we were finding that people were coming up positive very specific focal areas, and you can see those areas. Usually it's the right, left TMJ, nasal dorsum, base of the neck, occipital portion, right, left arm, apex, and the hips and the lower extremities. Now, depending on whether you were a soldier, incarcerated, or just a regular civilian, you can superimpose those results over each other, and they are identical depending.
And you scanned Sean, and it was right the spot you said.
Or a soldier.
And he could take his own scanner he buys and the same thing.
Correct. Yeah. So
they inject you, and then it migrates to the spot, or how does that work?
So the transition in history is in the 1940s, there was a large grain of rice type RFID chip. Then in the early 70s, it became a smaller grain of rice. As we approached the 80s and 90s, they became small enough to be a letter on a penny. And now what we're doing after the COVID experience, we are now finding areas where people are lighting up in a huge number of locations that we've never seen before.
And they admit it's growing. It's self-replicating.
Yeah,
they say in the patents.
The nanotech is self-replicating, self-assembling. It can attach to your DNA, and it will cross the blood-brain barrier. And what we have found when we took individuals over to Europe, when we concluded that for whatever reason, the human body was emitting a frequency out of these individuals, what we ended up doing, and I'll talk about this case next, is the Bonnie Cullerby case. She was one of my first clients, and she came up positive in these exact areas. And what they ended up removing were biosensors. This is the photomicrographic images.
As you said earlier, this is the older tech.
This is the older tech, okay? But it's important that we show the audience
it's key,
what this is. Yeah. So this has a nanowire. Our bodies don't reject them. Your biological process.
And that's the current Neuralink technology.
That's what we'll be touching on. But anyway, these are images of actual live implants that were removed from Mrs. Kellerby. And in the reports, they use chain of custody.
And use mainline hospitals, doctors, it's all documented.
Yeah, and in the conclusion, they say they found advanced material composite specimens that illustrate aspects of nanotechnology utilized in the development of sensory polymetric lattices, mesogens, and other building materials as associated with this. So this was proof positive. This was a smoking gun. We pulled the bullet out of someone, and we were able to conclude that this phenomenon that the U.S. government...
And then you got the code. It's some advanced triple code.
Correct. I'll talk about this. We have other images where these foreign bodies were identified in individuals in CT scans, panoramic x-rays, and so forth. But there's a gentleman here by the name of Dr. Ido Bachelet. In 2013, he gave a TED Med talk in Israel. And I'm going to show the audience real quick this short video. It's a few seconds. But he's holding up this 1cc syringe. And listen to what he says. These are actually the nanobots. You can control them with RF emissions. But he says, in the tip of this syringe is...
I'll show you this syringe, which I brought from my lab. So this syringe has inside it 1,000 billion robots. So these robots are each 50 nanometers long, which you can, as you can see in this slide under the microscope, 50 nanometers is about 2,000 times thinner than the thickness of your hair.
Hold on, we got to start this over. Stay there. We're going to go to break. Start this over. This is so huge, and it's all out in the open, all hidden in plain view. Jesse Beltran's our guest, also Sean Johnson. We're going to both get scammed, Sean Johnson and myself, coming up.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have... it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it, and he's skeptical. But I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
So these are brain sensors that are starting to be embedded in everyday devices, but until now have been a number of niche companies that really have focused on mindfulness and meditation. The use of, for example, brain sensors that can pick up electrical activity in the brain at a pretty low resolution, but advances in AI have both improved what the signal is that can come from the brain and enabled the miniaturization of those products. As a lot of the major tech companies start to invest in these brain sensors, it's a huge, I think, untapped market in many ways of integrating them into everyday devices. These are earbuds or watches or headphones and the soft cups around the ears. Many of those products are hitting the market this year, and others are hitting them within the next 2 years such that people can listen to music, a phone call, etc., while having those devices in ears. Initially, what they will be capable of doing is very high-level brain state reading. Things like, are you tired? Are you paying attention? Is your mind wandering? Are you happy or sad? They maybe enable interaction like up, down, left, right for interaction with other technologies. And they're being embedded into things like virtual reality headsets.
We're not talking about implanted devices of the future. I'm talking about wearable devices that are like Fitbits for your brain. It used to be that there was very little we could tell from EEG activity. But already, using consumer wearable devices, these are headbands, hats that have sensors that can pick up your brainwave activity, earbuds, headphones, tiny tattoos that you can wear behind your ear, we can pick up emotional states like, are you happy or sad or angry? We can pick up and decode faces that you're seeing in your mind. Simple shapes, numbers, your PIN number to your bank account. Interestingly, not just from neuroscience, but also from psychology, there's a wonderful researcher by the name of Elizabeth Loftus, who's done some really fascinating work looking at planting false memories. She has a great TED Talk on this as well, talking about planting of false memories, where she successfully, in a number of experiments, has planted false memories, including people believing that they've been at Disney World with characters who are not Disney characters, taking photographs with those characters, that they've seen a stop sign that wasn't actually there. There simply by manipulating images and stories that she tells to them, and then they come back into the lab, and they are convicted in their belief. And so there's some really interesting research that we can plant false memories in the brain. And in a different context, one of the emerging areas that's really interesting in law neuroscience is pain detection. And once we understand the circuitry...
All right, I just told the crew, get me the WF thing where they said mind control buds. This is like 5 years old. They put one out last year saying it's perfected. Your boss will watch everything you do and control you. We'll put that in post later when it's posted X, but you got caught up by the break. Jesse Beltran, huge new film coming out that you're heavily involved in from the makers of Died Suddenly. This is so massive. You were playing a clip of them at the big TED Talk globalist event talking about nanotech. Then we have the documents, we have the patents, and we know what they're doing to the COVID shots. This is huge. Start over.
Okay. What I'm going to show the audience is this is Dr. Ido Bachelet, who was giving a TEDMed talk in Bishalon, Israel, and listen to what he says as to how many nanorobots are in the tip of the needle of this 1cc syringe.
And I'll show you this syringe, which I brought from my lab. So this syringe has inside it 1,000 billion robots. So these robots are each 50 nanometers long, which you can see in this slide under the microscope. 50 nanometers is about 2,000 times thinner than the thickness of your hair.
So 1,000 billion robots that he just brought from his lab. In addition, these things are controlled by computer code. He also teaches his students how to control these things once they're in a host with your Xbox controller. And then
you're going out with top scientists. You have it on record. It's insane. The reason I know you're for real, I studied this all day, so I've already seen everything you're telling me, but you're putting it together. I'm like, oh my God. I mean, the patents, the admissions. I mean, this is the ultimate takeover. An army that comes, like, take the movie, The Thing in the 80s, remake from the 50s with James Arness playing it. And that's a biological thing. This is a silicon thing.
Yes. These nanorobots are composed of graphene oxide. And here's what's really interesting. There was a study and they looked at it under high spectrum microscopy. This is the xylocaine derivative.
And that's exactly what they find in the COVID shot people.
Correct. These are the nanorobots. Look how similar they look to Dr. Ido Bachelet's robots. And remember, they can carry a payload.
Well, now they admit the new shots are self-replicating.
Correct. Correct.
Which they denied before. Now they admit.
Correct. And this was a study that was done, and they've proven that these nanorobots were in the Pfizer and the Moderna vaccine. These were the results without going into too in-depth because we don't have as much
time. I don't like to speculate. Was it designed to kill us, or do people just get killed in the test because it creates a sludge if it takes the whole body over?
Yeah, well, you know, technology in and of itself is not good or bad. It's neutral. But those in control of the technology decide whether it's bad or good, used in a bad or good way.
So why just bomb billions of people with it?
Yeah. This is about mass control. If you look at what the agenda is, this is a
so they hate us, they want to depopulate us, they can get a lot of medical developments out of it, just do it, just hit us.
Right. Well, if you can imprint memory sets and erase memory sets, what kind of powerful weapon is that?
Mind control.
I truly believe we're in a new war. The United States has the tech. Russia, who has been far ahead of us in this technology, has the tech. The UK has the tech. The Chinese have the tech. And India has the tech. So Putin gave a presentation in the Politico, and he said the first superpower to master psychotronic weapons will be the superpower to rule the world.
I remember that. That was like a long time ago.
Yeah. And
explain psychotronic weapons.
Psychotronic weapons are basically any weapon that has a methodology in changing the way you think, your biological processes, your emotions, your biochemistry, all of these things entail a psychotronic weapon.
And by the way, we'll have you back for 10 hours. I should have done the whole show on this. This is meant to happen. Thanks, Sean, for where we want to get this guy on. But the time we have in 45 minutes, I want to quantify what is the test on air. Give us the 35,000-foot view, and then you can come, you know, because I want to go through all this.
Okay. So the Trojan horse, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny just gave a presentation showing what was on the gel on the PCR testing or the microneedles that are in there. I'm demonstrating that this patent existed. And if you look at when these were implemented, they were in the early 2010, 2012 era. And this should be very concerning to everyone. This particular patent is put out by AT&T in its routing policies for biological host. So what
So it's creating the connector, the launch pad for it.
Correct. So that you can do monetary transactions just by your body.
And then Bill Gates has the patents for it.
Correct. Well, this one is by AT&T.
No, I know, but I'm saying now he's got more.
Correct.
So just start over. We are the host for this.
Correct. We are the host. We are the nodes. And if you looked at her introduction on that NanoSapiens video, you noticed that someone was using a Wireshark in a graveyard. They were detecting MAC addresses in dead bodies that were buried under the ground. And there's a study being done in the UK currently where live individuals who have had the vaccine are emitting MAC addresses.
And you're able to scan people and go get patented frequencies owned by NATO.
That is a U.S. soldier case that I was talking to you on our hike this
morning. Understand, folks, he scans them, puts them in a database. It's NATO, which is at the highest level, folks. They hide it all there.
Correct. And this was a U.S. soldier, special ops guy. And so you have to ask, why would NATO own the leasing rights on a frequency that it's emitting from one of
our... Let's be clear. You're scanning frequencies in government meetings, showing it. They have their own devices proving it. You go look it up, and that's how arrogant they are, and it goes right to a database of a high-level intel frequency.
Correct.
Sorry, go ahead. This is insane.
Yeah. So, and then we talk about the microwave auditory effect. A lot of these diplomats, the CIA agents and the FBI agents, Colonel Egren said that they are being incapacitated, taken out. And the reason being is because they are completely compromised.
These are like senior people that have long careers. They're not making it up.
Correct. Yeah. So just think about this. If you have the ability to read someone's thoughts back in 1972, and just think about how far along we've come with technology. So if you're able to do this and assess EEG patterns and know what someone's thinking, what does that do to national security?
Evaporates.
It's completely gone. What does it do to attorney-client privilege?
Over.
Done. What does that mean for society and the future of our children? You know.
Total collapse.
Yeah. Your autonomy, your free will as a human species is no longer there. In fact, they've reclassified what the human species is today who has this tech in them, and it's Homo Borg Genesis is a new term that they're utilizing.
I've seen Harari use that term.
Correct. Yeah. And so that's what we're facing.
He says the future's not human. By 2047, no humans left on Earth.
Correct. And here's the question I pose. If I were to ask the audience, do you think this is legal to do, particularly here in the United States, what do you think most would say? Most would probably say, no, that's unconstitutional. It's against our Bill of Rights. But guess what? It's completely legal. And
you found the law, then I gave you one this morning. Going in the law.
Correct. So in 2016, under the 21st Century Cures Act, hidden in that, this was marketed to us by President Obama as a way to fight the opioid epidemic crisis in the United States. But hidden in there was a section called 3024. And in section 3024, it specifically says that it is legal to experiment non-consensually on U.S. citizens without consent, as long as it doesn't exceed a normal risk criteria.
But a car wreck's a risk. It means anything.
Correct, yeah. So the question goes is, what is normal everyday risk? Do people die every day? And the question of that would be yes. The other problem with this law is that it is protected by national security type protocols. So if you're being experimented on, that data cannot be released even if you did a FOIA request. And in 2024, during the Biden administration, before they transitioned into the Trump administration, they extended these protocols to include private entities and corporations.
Yeah, so look, we all know about secret experimentation forever. It's mad scientists running it. I gave you U.S. Code Title 50, Chapter 32, 1520B. U.S. Code Title 50, Chapter 32, Subsection 1528, Paragraph B. They've changed it off and on, but that says anything for national security or research purposes, even if lethal, is legal.
Correct. And because what is the moral compass of the person up at the top overseeing this IRB? And that's the question everyone needs to pose. If you have someone who really is a sociopath or psychopath and really doesn't have empathy for human life.
Like COVID was a giant test, 30 million dead. So bottom line, because I want to, 10 minutes to break, but I'm going to come back and do these scans. They've rolled out the latest technology that is self-amplifying, self-replicating. The public blew up over the COVID shots. It woke them up. I don't think they realize the real shoe's about to drop. I saw right when Biden got in, they signed an executive order. I remember the headline, nanotech now legal in food. What does that mean? Like, what is that?
Correct. Actually, Bill Gates holds a patent in which they put a very tiny nanomicroscopic tag in foods. They said it was to track where the food is going, but what happens when you eat it? You're also
now you're tracked.
Yeah, now you're tracked. And if you, when we talked about the MAC addresses that were being detected in grave sites and now being detected,
by the way, that came out too, that was duplicated by mainstream media.
Correct. Yeah, there's a peer review study going on right now in the UK that I was mentioning. It's actually in live human beings.
By the way, Cronenberg's in movies about that.
Correct. So you can actually, you have no more privacy. Where you go is no longer. It's always being documented. This is a biometric system, so they know your emotions, they know your breathing patterns. They know.
Well, that's the Internet of Things.
Correct. It's all being integrated. And Elon Musk said very specifically in an interview, he says that we humans are creating an AI God that's integrating with this technology. Okay. So what does that mean?
He said, beware of it. But he also said, we're the boot system for it.
Exactly. Every walking human being is a node. And that.
Well, Google was founded in 1998 said, with ARPA, DARPA, CIA, Incatel, they said, we're creating a cybernetic interface with billions of people, and the humans won't know they're part of the cyborg. So it's a giant cyborg brain.
Well, a hive mind is what, there's a gentleman by the name of Dr. Duncan who passed away recently, who became a whistleblower because he unknowingly helped develop this technology. And so he came out in support of victims everywhere who were suffering from this. And here's the thing. Right now, there is no support for the civilian population, only the federal employees. And I can tell you, based on my data, that we know of people, because there is no help, are committing suicide. And think about this. What if mental health was synthetically induced into someone like you, your loved ones, your children? You know, what does that mean? And what does that mean to
the capturing system?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, 100%. We already know AI, with only a few years, dumbing people down, isolating them, destroying thinking processes. It is killing us the way it's been deployed.
Correct. And there is no more free will. And that's what we're facing.
I have an allergy to it, though. I think a lot of people are going to rebel against this. I think they already are.
I hope so. But this is why we do. Thank you for this platform, because.
Oh, thank you. I can talk to you 50 hours. Bring something moving you along. It's not because you're boring. It's so important. Yeah. You got to come back for like 5 hours next week. We'll do commercial free. I want to get Sean Johnson here. So I was right where you're working. He said, have you heard of this guy? Yeah. Well, I'll bring him over. So this was meant to happen today. But I don't think Trump even understands any of this.
No. Unfortunately, Palantir is a company that is heavily involved in this type of technology. And
tell us about Palantir, because my issue with Palantir is I'll criticize them all day. I just see people focusing not on Larry Ellison and Oracle, not on Microsoft, not on Amazon. I see the big players. Palantir is definitely coming in. How central are they?
Well, he's really weighing heavily on their ability to basically get all of this data. And if they have these huge petabyte cloud systems and factories to collect all this data. What are they doing with it? You got to remember, everyone having this in them is a node. So Palantir is one of those companies that they're looking at to obtain all this data and retain it. And then what is being done with it? That is the question.
Well, there's no doubt there's a race to integrate it.
Correct.
And Palantir wants in on that. I'm saying, from your research, who's the most dominant right now? Would it be Larry Ellison?
Well, I will say...
Or the Pentagon Sentinel?
So based on the frequencies that we're detecting...
NATO.
You've got military subcontract BlackRock. You've got Raytheon. You got Lockheed Martin.
Of course, it's always the defense contractors.
IBM. Isn't it? You've got Qualcomm. AT&T.
IBM is the antecedent or the progenitor to all this.
Yeah. There's a case in Elk Grove, California. There was a Dawn DeVore case. She was a nurse who blew the whistle on what was being done to prisoners. And they tried to discredit her by doing this to her. And they actually pulled out the same type of sensors that were pulled out of the Bonnie Kellerby case out of her. They surgically removed them. She ended up suing. And she settled out of court, I believe, was somewhere on the amount of $5 million after a $100 million lawsuit. So what they're doing is they're buying these people out to keep...
Yeah, let's be clear about my Palantir thing.
Yeah.
I'm talking to all the experts. I want to know who the kingpin is. I'll do it. But you just said it from... You're sure you know the IBM story. Most people don't. But it's actually on record. IBM, Thomas Watson, got the highest award from Hitler. He actually ran the Third Reich. Hitler took orders from him. There's Pulitzer Prizes, books written on it, IBM and Holocaust. They were getting broken up because of antitrust stuff. He created, Bill Gates' dad was on the board of his eugenics board. So then they had to get around antitrust, so they created Microsoft to give them the operating system as a subgroup and handed the foundation to Bill Gates. So it's funny you said IBM. No, I wouldn't even say that in modern parlance, but it's really behind it all. So it goes like IBM, and then I would say Microsoft, and then Bezos is, you know, heavily, like, people think of Amazon. That's not even half his business. And then I see Palantir trying to get in there. So I'm defending Palantir. Everybody's just saying Palantir, Palantir. I see all the coverage of Palantir in the media, corporate media, as a way to go, oh, yeah, you're worried about Big Brother. It's Palantir. But I'm just saying it's already this giant thing. Does that make sense?
Yeah, they're all in it. They're all in it. It's a conglomerate of all of
them. Who's dominant? Yeah.
All of them. All of them. Right now there's a fight. You've got Google. You've got Facebook. Everyone is fighting for this brain technology.
Here's an example. It came out a year into COVID. The documents were released. People can look it up. That Google, Apple, Facebook were all giving tens of millions to the direct COVID research development. They were all fighting to be involved in even that project.
You're exactly right. Just a little bit of tidbit on the study that's going on in the UK. They are detecting a one-bit transmission, and they are tracing this one-bit transmission back to an Apple on those MAC addresses that they're detecting.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you went back to that. You said the Graves, it's an Apple code. It seems like Apple, when it comes to devices for the public, is like the front line. It seems like it's the dominant thing. Not saying it's in charge, but it seems like for always the latest, always the greatest, always just, you know, giving China the codes to everybody's databases 7 years ago, it seems like Apple's always at the forefront.
In this case, it is. In this particular study, that's what it was indicating. Yeah. So, but maybe we should.
When's the last time I saw an apple with a bite out of it?
Good question.
Well, you know, in the Bible, what did that apple represent? You know, knowledge, right? And we were warned about what happens when we obtain too much knowledge.
And we're getting a good example now.
Yeah, we're living through it right now. And I never thought or imagined me growing up in this country that we'd ever be at the point where we're at. The times of working hard, the American dream, just succeeding by the efforts that you put forth, those days are gone if we continue to do this.
It's going
to
be your submission giving up your humanity.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you get the power, but none of it matters because you've given up your humanity.
Correct.
Like, people always ask, would you give your eyes up for $1 billion? Everybody says no. Would you give your soul up for $10 billion? They don't think of it as a quantified. That's who you are. It's way more important than your eyes.
Correct.
But well, I'm impressed with you, Jesse Beltran, Mind Nexus Live on X, mindnexuslive.com. You've got to come back. Promise the next, because we need to shut down. I always say this, we're always fighting. It's totally real. You got to come back the next few weeks for like 3-4 hours straight.
I would love to. We'll make it happen.
Because what's scary is I've studied all this, but I forget it all. Like, oh, that's true, that's true, that's true, that's true, that's true, that's true. And I'm like, So I want to come back, have Sean talk about what you guys have in his podcast. It's about to come out. It's going to be amazing. I want to air that here. And just, you know, general knowledge about this and how you're able to scan this, because this is so important.
Absolutely.
I wish it wasn't true. Mother, tell your children not to walk my way. We'll be right back on the other side. I'm Alex Jones. This is such an important transmission. Share it once it's archived next, like your life depends on it, because it does. Tell your children not to walk my way.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too, to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it, and he's skeptical. But I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexjonesstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Well, I really wish we didn't have 27 minutes left. Jesse Bertrand is amazing. I'm begging him to come back to 3 hours commercial free as soon as he can. And I'm really glad that Sean, who never says like, hey, I got a guest on, who's great. I heard the name. He said, well, we'll come over tomorrow and exercise. We did it. And, Jesse and Sean kicked my ass this morning doing push-ups and mountain climbers and all that while we hiked. Now, this guy's in great shape over here, firefighter, I guess so. I guess he could probably carry us both upstairs, 100 stairs. But just finish points you want to make, and then I want to bring in Sean and his thing, because just like the reports you put out years ago, you did the mapping with the device. He can go buy it at the store and show the same thing. It's placed in exact parts of his body. Not a physical, easy-to-find chip, but migrated nanotech, obviously. And this is all confirmed in their own patents. This is a revolution against humanity. Jesse Bertrand.
Yeah, well, what I would ask everyone is, our mission has been to get on, this is our dream, to be on a platform like yours, Alex, and so we're so appreciative.
Well, you're already in the new dive suddenly. You can't even bear that.
And we appreciate Matthew Scow and that team. But really, what we need to do is start fighting back. And the way we're going to fight back is start to repeal Section 3024 of the 21st Century Cures Act. So if you could, we're trying to get 1 million signatures. If you can go to stop3024.com, sign that petition to get it repealed. And then we have another hurdle, and that's to address the rule of law, which they have some similar legislation in there, which allows them to do this to us.
We got to get Kennedy on this.
Yes, most definitely.
You're already briefing him, right?
Yeah, I spoke in Southern California in the Santa Monica region, a group that is licensed and supported him through his campaign, asked me to come and do a presentation about this exact topic. It was streamed to Matthew Scow's audience. There was over 10 million people. It was a full house. And so we're on our way. But
for anybody questioning, I already know all this. You just put it together better than me. It's all true. Look at this. His new Surgeon General, totally awake. So they got a problem on their hands. Humanity's fighting back.
Yeah.
So big picture, I asked you, I know it's different technologies, but are they 20 years, 50 years ahead on average?
So with the advent of AI, I think we've surpassed Moore's Law. Moore's Law was that technology would, you know, double, triple at every 5 to 7 years. But with the advent of these supercomputers and where that technology is going, quantum computing, Moore's Law is being surpassed at a much, much higher rate.
So that triggers exponential towards what you would call the singularity.
Correct. They believe that we're seeing every 5 years with the advent of this technology.
And then it's every year, then every month, then every week. Then
correct.
Every...
Yeah. It continues to get shorter and shorter.
What's the trajectory? Why do they say 2047, end of humanity?
Well, by 2030, this biochip that they want and everyone is the plan. They want human cyborgs. And then you have to ask yourself, then if everything's autonomous and controlled, do we need as many people on the human planet as we have currently?
We don't need many robot polishers.
Yeah.
And quote Schwab.
Who decides who gets to stay and who goes? You know, who's really playing God? Remember,
and then to even interface with everything, you've either got to join it or fight it.
Yeah. Even AI is programmed by a human. So.
All right, Sean Johnson, great guest you got on. Thanks for, I already knew who he was. I don't know why I didn't get him on.
Yeah,
what was it like when you had him on your podcast? Comes out in a few days, and he scans you, already shows you maps, and then boom, it's exactly where he said it would be in a soldier.
Yeah, I'd like to say I was shocked, but I really wasn't. You know, I believe Jesse and everything he's saying. We had a conversation about this on the car ride today. I like to stay open-minded. I can't pretend like I know more than anybody else, and I'm just not going to keep my head in the sand. So I like to bring on guests that have a lot of very interesting things to say, and then give them the platform, give them the floor so they can do like a long form conversation. And then that allows me to become like a satellite conduit to platforms like yours. So if I find somebody that's very interesting, then I can bring them on. So when Jesse came on and he's like, hey, I bet you got some RF signals on you. I was like, probably. I remember when I was in the teams, they had us swallow this capsule that had some sort of electronic monitor in it. And basically what that was used for, or at least what we were told it was used for, is to monitor our core temperature, because we were exposed to such cold temperatures that they would, you know, basically take us out of the water every so often, have us get in a long line and measure the temperature in our stomachs to make sure that we weren't about to
hide. And this is 20 years ago when you're passing the teams.
No, this is like when I was going through training to become a Navy SEAL.
That's what I meant. Yeah.
Yeah. So this was back in 2010, 2009, 2010 timeframe. But, you know, at the time you believe them and you do what you're told, you're in the military. But I always wondered.
Well, they don't know either. They're just,
I always wondered, did I shit that thing out? I don't remember shitting it out. Like, is that thing still in me? Was that the only thing it was used for? And so when Jesse said that, I said, but I was surprised when he scanned me that I had so many of these across my body.
And they do it through injections now. That's how they're there.
Apparently. I don't know when I was injected, but I know I used to go to the dentist through the VA, through the military. We would have to go once a year to go to the dentist. And obviously they would put you under if you needed to get something done. Who knows? But it's scary stuff. And it's even more scary, like Jesse touched on it, this Trojan horse thing. You know, like when he started talking about them introducing these nano robots into our system via vaccine, I was like, yes, I didn't take the vaccine, I'm safe. But then Jesse tells me, he goes, no, they were actually using it with the nose swabs. So even if you chose not to get the vaccine, the nose swabs were the Trojan horses. So they still introduced them to your system, and it went straight through the blood-brain barrier.
It was creating the connection, the hydrogel.
Yeah. So, like, it was the perfect storm for them to introduce that across the entire planet. Create a fake fucking virus, give everybody fake vaccines, and if they won't take the vaccine, they're still going to get tested, because you still had to get tested if you were going to go into work. So they got us.
Yeah.
Now it's introduced to every single person on this planet, or at least 90% of it. So, yeah, it's very concerning.
All right, so you're going to show in your podcast. When is that? How people find the Sean B. Johnson?
Yeah, so it's called the Sean Johnson Podcast. You can find me on YouTube, the Sean Johnson Podcast. I'm also on X. I'll post videos and reels on Instagram.
When's this interview dropping with Jesse?
This one will be the Monday after next.
All right, so get out your scanner, explain what it is, and you, I've seen the videos. You have governments with their own. They found the same thing, you know, in Faraday cages with officials that say they're being under attack. You've worked with Havana Syndrome people, you name it. That's classified, but it's being proven. So tell us what's happening here.
So typically what we generally do is use the RF detector, and we'll find those locations where we're detecting an RF emission. And then we'll come with what's another device that emits a frequency, basically a Wi-Fi frequency at around 2.4 hertz. But it's designed to detect semiconductor materials. So any electronic component and very, very small size, what it'll do, it'll send out a harmonic to identify whether there's something there. And it can be on or off. If it identifies it, it will turn it on with that harmonic. A secondary harmonic will read it. And then we'll see whether or not it's electronic in nature, or a third harmonic, which means it's corrosive or a type of metal.
And my headset will interrupt it, so I'm going to turn my audio off, but it'll still pick it up.
Yeah, I can pick it up.
Let's show people right now.
Yeah, so transmit that power.
So overhead shot if we can. Dr. McCam shot, guys. Turn the mics up.
So it says silicone base. Okay, so that means it's an electronic component.
Yeah, zoom in for this. Do it again. That's my earpiece. Let's zoom in on that, guys. All right, let's turn it off.
It'll still pick it up, even if it's off.
Wow. Because it's never really off. All right, now let's... You want to scan Sean or do me first?
Whatever you guys want to do.
You're the boss. Go ahead.
Okay. Sean, we can replicate what we did. Yeah.
Yeah, just stand right here.
Where do you want me?
Let's go out front. Go out front up out here.
Yeah.
Let's go that wide shot.
All righty. Yep, right there, swing. And so what we'll do... So this will even pick up... If your key fob is in you, we'll be able to pick up.
I got nothing on me.
Yeah, keep your eyes closed.
Picking up on his temples like you did.
So that is a second harmonic, which means there's some type of semiconductor detection there.
You said it's soldiers all the time. Most people, nothing happens.
Yeah. And then on the left side, so the patterns that we pick up on him are very typical of what we would see in the soldier, the right and left TMJ.
Which matches the map we put up 5 years ago.
Correct. The right and left apex, the abdominal area. Yeah, and again, it's only second harmonic, so it's nothing metallic or anything like a nail that he got when he was a child. And this is how we were able to locate the exact areas to check the hips. It's a little bit lighter signal there, but still second harmonic, which means that that's what
we're doing. You have different maps you put out years ago showing the different groups you do.
Correct.
You do this with pure research.
Correct. And then if we go to his the back, the base of his neck will light up. The back of the head, and usually the scapula area.
That's the brainstem.
Correct. So this nanomaterial will assemble at high-density nerve endings in the human body, and that's why we're detecting them in the areas that we're seeing on him. So, but that is very typical.
All right, let's zoom in.
Okay.
We haven't done it yet. Let's find out.
Okay. Now, did you have the PCR test or vaccine?
No, I refused them. Joe Rogan tried to get me one, but I refused.
Oh, really?
Not against Joe, but that's all the comment I said.
Okay, yeah. So, but we're constantly being bombarded with this nanotech stuff.
Yeah, I'll narrate.
So he's got an ear piece, so that's what I'm picking up.
Let me take this off.
Yeah.
Take it off, sorry. Here we go, folks, doing this live. Fuck it, we'll do it live. Quote Bill O'Reilly. Sorry. All right, let's go. Sorry.
All righty. So we'll go ahead. So you, if you put that camera in there, you see how it says probably silicone? That means it's an electronic component. And it's not unusual to find that in the posterior ear area.
So wait, I got a higher reading than him?
No, his was higher than yours.
Okay,
yeah. Yeah, but you did get a positive reading there. So you are getting that at the, you know, base of the neck is what we typically see. Scapula area.
You got him too, buddy.
And the lower lumbar.
Got us.
And again, what we're finding is after post-COVID, this is very typical. We're completely bombarded by this stuff. And again, it says silicone-based. The apex. And the abdomen. And again, silicone based. So.
Worse than Sean?
No. But that would be an indicator of positive.
Let me test your machine. Zap right here.
There is a hit there. You have something there?
Yeah, I got a 22 caliber pellet gun shot me through it. They didn't remove it.
So really?
That's in the back of there, yeah.
Okay, so, but that is reading a second harmonic and a third harmonic, which means it's, the indicator is that there is an electronic component with some metallic in
sure,
there.
Hit the base of my leg, see what you get right here.
Okay.
Do it with the ankle. So give me an example. I have a pin in my leg. So I was 16, had a compound fracture. My doctor died of a heart attack a month after they never removed the pin.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a huge metal pin, and that isn't being picked up, but other stuff is.
Yes.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Want to scan the other side, or are we done?
I did pick up the other side. There was nothing there that I could detect.
It picked up the bullet in the other leg.
Yeah. But that's it.
So, what does that say? Comparable or less?
Well, you know what? If we were to do a thorough exam, which takes a little bit longer, We would want to do the RF scan with the JM20 Pro first. Then we would come back with the frequency reader to obtain the numerical frequencies that we're detecting. And that would complete the whole process.
You have to take them out in order to get that numerical number?
No.
No?
No, we can detect it remotely.
And I notice on your, you have the profile of different people. Did my profile pick up like a soldier's or somebody else's?
Very typical of a civilian.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You gonna bring that next time you come?
So why do you find over and over, he showed it earlier, why do you find soldiers have this particular pattern? We don't know.
Don't know. All we can say is that we can typically see what that pattern's based on the study. I don't have to know anything about the person. I can look at the profile and say, well, this is probably a soldier, or this is probably someone who was.
And what are you finding with the State Department CIA folks you scanned?
Very typical of what we would find on a soldier. So.
Well, this sounds alien to me.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't.
You were saying you're talking to high level people. What do they think?
Well, I've spoken to high level people and, I'm very left brain. There is this phenomena where people say they've been abducted by aliens, and Dr. Lear was very famous for pulling out implants, and they've said they were alien implants. But the bottom line is, all of these implants that were pulled out can be identified and traced back to some type of bio research company.
Because you see human coded.
Yeah. Yeah. And then there's the phenomenon where you talk about people who believe they've been abducted by the military and they've had these implants put in them. Same thing. They're always identifiable. And then we have the civilian population. Currently, I have 6 cases that... we have medical imagery and all of the basis that they have a foreign body in them. And legally, we can only say for whatever reason, there is a foreign body based on these images. When we use this equipment, all we can say, for example, here is that for whatever reason, we're finding a frequency at very specific focal areas on the human body. When you use the secondary device, then it's detecting a semiconductor. That leads you more evidence that there's a high probability that there's something there.
So we know there's all the patents. We know what's going on. We know the COVID shots. Mm-hmm. We're growing this stuff in people with the graphene oxide. What's happening there?
So if you have the larger tech in you, you're lucky because that can be identified and surgically removed, sent to a lab. And usually all of these things will have some type of serial number because
you said that's pre-2015.
Correct. Yeah. Now we're dealing with nano. And so we were a little disheartened and discouraged and say, well, what do we do about this now? There is a product out there. And this has been peer reviewed and studied, and it's, naturally sourced high grade zeolite. And we have a lot of these victims who are taking this and having some significant results in the decrease in the amount of symptoms that they're having.
What does zeolite do to the...
Yeah. So zeolite is a product that is, you can find it in blue zones. Usually there has to be some type of volcanic activity which meshes with the diatomaceous earth and the ocean. And it creates this compound called zeolite. And it's negatively charged and it's one of the only few natural substances that you can take and it will bind with the graphene oxide. And so they've done control studies with this product, and after about 90 days, they see a significant decrease in the graphene oxide.
We got to put that out because I know zeolite's good for it anyways. Zeolite nanotech detox.
Well, it's not only does it take the graphene oxide, it takes a lot of these poisonous metals that were constantly being subjected to.
To the chelator.
Correct. Yeah.
Well, in closing, Sean, amazing information with Jesse Beltran. We know this is going on with a patent. We need to get ahead of this, be aware of this, because this is out of control.
Correct.
Yep. Yeah, just thank you for having me on. My first time on here. I know we've been training for a while now. So it feels good to be here sitting next to you guys. And thank you, Jesse, for coming on my podcast. I think it's awesome to be able to give guys like Jesse a platform where they can kind of expose this stuff to the world. You know, guys like you, you're bombarded with so much information. Look at all this paperwork on your right in front of you every day. And so it's great that we have people like Jesse that become subject matter experts on topics that we can like really bring them in and let your viewers understand what's going on out there.
Well, since you mentioned it, I'll get to it tomorrow now. Literal Bill Gates, a UN document, taking control of the world ID,
all the systems you're talking about, giving each person a biometric number, tagging us, it's all in the patents, everything you're saying.
Yeah, no, it is. It's all true. And if you're interested in the Zeolite, you can go to our website, look under services, and you'll find it there if you'd like to take a look at it. We're very open about everything we do and transparent. We don't say anything without evidence. You can also look at the studies on how that could help.
Yeah, I'm going to start taking that too. Jesse's going to send me some of that Zeolite here as soon as he gets home, and I'll start taking it. So follow me if you want to keep up, and I'll let you know if I notice anything.
Yeah, Zeolite's been a great detox forever.
Yeah, and that particular product, which is highly, I mean, it's the highest grade Zeolite you can. It's, I'm good friends with the creator of it. And it's called Masterpiece. And so if you can get the Masterpiece product, I highly encourage you to do that. All of the victims that, a large majority of them that come to me are taking it, and we are seeing significant improvement.
Regardless, all of this AI, all this is killing us.
Correct.
And people need to have a debate about this. They need to know about it. But obviously these corporations want to get way ahead of things. Like the Pentagon put out the COVID shot. It didn't come out of China. It came out of North Carolina. And this is part of a larger project to put nodes into people for this tracking system.
Yeah, this is the mark of the beast. And that's what everyone needs to understand. So you need to decide whether or not you want, what kind of future you want for your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren. It's time to speak up, stand up, and fight back. That's the only thing I can say.
Well, they certainly don't want us talking about it. Remember Bill Gates' wife, like on that trailer earlier. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, we do this. It's all there. It's all crazy. Harrison Smith is taking over. Stay right there. We're about to end this, but 60-second closing comment.
Closing comment. You know, I like to think that although this may seem like a significant negative and that we don't have a fighting chance, I like to believe that God is the ultimate programmer. And that God will prevail in the end. And that's what I'd like to share.
Look, it's transhumanism. They say the future isn't human. We have to be aware of that and say, no, the future is human.
Correct.
And we're saying no to this. So we're going to continue to hammer this. We've been covering it a lot, but I want to do the deep dive on this because this is going on. This is the ultimate revolution. These corporations want to tag you. They want to, you know, literally put nanotech in your food. They're already doing it. We've got to be aware. COVID was just the start. Ladies and gentlemen, but we're going to stop it. And the good news is, despite all their lies, Bill Gates is the most hated man in the world.
Well, there's a reason why he was in our intro that we just presented. It was interesting that you were just talking about him. But this is the agenda. We have these elites that think that they should play God and they should determine our destiny. I say it's time for us to take back that power. And we decide what our destiny is.
And for anything they hit us with, God's always given us something in the natural world. In closing, Harrison Smith takes over the War Room right now, 3 to 6 p.m. Find the feeds at Real Hawk Jones on X. And please support the broadcast. I've been on the air 31 years, but InfoWars, I launched in 1997. So 28 years, if they shut us down, which is imminent, read the news. We're trying to beat it right now. All the InfoWars gear is legendary. We've launched the InfoWars Veterans. Veterans of the InfoWar. Limited edition shirts for $19.97. Funds the operation. We've got Irish sea moss that has all the super nutrients, the very best iodine, so good for your whole body. 50% off on that. TheAlexJonesStore.com. But we have the new Crusader line. We have the Veterans of the InfoWar line. All there right now. And you get 10% off at checkout on top of it, because Hakeem Jeffries said, shut up, I want to ban your free speech. We say no, use promo code Hakeem or Sombrero, and you get, because he hates being put up Sombrero on him, I love it. You get 10% off on top of that at checkout and so much more. And you get 20% off if you have AlexJonesApp.com on Apple, comes out on Android next week, number one news app. Get 20% off on top of that, makes it a loss leader when you buy it through the app that has a whole shopping cart, AlexJonesApp.com. Great job with the crew. Great job to Jesse Beltran. Great job to Sean B. Johnson and his podcast. That's it for this transmission. Humanity fights on. Harrison Smith takes over right now. Stay with us.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am, and the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.